Playboy Radio.
Sirius 198. This is the Playboy Morning Show with Kevin Klein and Court McCown.
The one thing I liked about that was it was actually a student who took this gonorrhea, you know, this patient discharged this guy with gonorrhea to his friend who made microscopes. Like, he had a businessman friend who his hobby was to make microscopes in his house.
What kind of friend is that, by the way? I want a friend that loans me like a lawnmower. I don't want a friend who's like, hey, by the way, here's my buddy with gonorrhea.
I just like that the guy made a load or whatever, and the guy was like, what can I do with this?
Yeah.
Well, I know the guy with the microscopes.
Yeah. And, well, funny was he took it to his friend, and then his friend thought, you know, this is great, we should study this more. And so he started collecting samples from all his friends to look at under the microscope.
It's a weird
phone
call.
And when he reported this to the authority, you know, the scientific authorities, he made it very clear that he didn't do that. He got his own sample during sex. He didn't masturbate to get it.
Of course.
It was very, I thought that was very interesting.
He wanted to toot his own horn,
And then they looked at his hairy palms and knew he was making that story up.
Yeah, no one's seen it for the last 6 months, but I swear I was having sex the whole time.
It's for the study.
And then you mentioned early on in the article, before we get into the scientific part of it, which is so fascinating, because it's stuff, look, as a dude who's, as I said, has oftentimes, I guess I never really thought about where this stuff was coming from or what it was doing or why one day.
Glad it's there.
But let's talk about a guy who had the worst.
It makes babies, you know that, right?
I was told, I learned that from reading the Playboy Advisor. But you talk about a guy who either has the worst pullout timing ever or is just a very, very fertile man. And we're talking about the bloodthirsty ruler of Morocco. You guys got the record for the most kids ever.
Well,
I couldn't believe this.
You know, I gotta say that I got a letter from a scientist who's actually done the math on this guy, and she figured out that even if he had 500 women, which he did, he had 500 women in his harem plus 4 wives.
And how many kids?
Yeah, well, supposedly he had like 867 or 888, but she did the math and said there's really no way if you consider how often women get pregnant, and the fact he didn't know when they were fertile and all this stuff, he probably only had like 368 at the most. And that was if he was having sex 3 times a day for 40 years.
He
also apparently killed 20,000 people with his own hand. He had all these claims, so I don't know. There's probably a few dozen is the most.
I heard he once caught a really big fish, too.
That dude would have to have clerk's money to support all those kids.
That's good money right there, all that payback. But, I mean, I'm thinking, man, this... Now, Jeff, you did some math on this guy, too, right?
Well, 867 kids just got me thinking. The guy was 55 years old when he died.
Right.
So he started making kids at, what, 15?
Yeah,
so
that's probably the math would have to be. He started when he was 15.
Give him 40 years of making kids into 867.
Yeah.
That's 21 kids a year.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so that's why she was like, this isn't probably possible, and it's probably not true. But it was funny because she did this great, the study she did this great pie chart kind of thing where she showed how much she would make, you know, how many times he'd have to have sex if he had sex once a day, 3 times a day, you know. So so she wrote a really great letter kind of explaining it all.
Well, I feel like, how cool can the bloodthirsty ruler of Morocco look driving around in a minivan? I mean, he couldn't have had that many kids, you know?
Yeah.
He'll kill you with his hand.
The other 400, you know, there's 500 women around, so hopefully you're not, you know, you got a several minivan.
The minivan was very popular in the 1600s.
Yes, it was. They made big strides in the car market. So
now, the point of that, though, the point of that was that men can, you know, that's the thing. We could impregnate 12 women at once and kind of move on. And so
are you giving us permission right now?
Being pregnant, you know. So
can I tell 12 women that Chip said it was okay what I just said?
Yeah, sure. If you can use that line.
I mean, that's the unbelievable thing about it. And we're going to get. I mean, now we're just starting to get into the article, and this is only part one of many that are going to be coming out in Playboy magazine. But you get into the sperm hunters aspect of it, where you talk about. I mean, what's really going on? And I don't know if these photos in here, Chip, are real or if they're. I mean, are they?
You mean, well, they're colorized.
Yeah, is that
colorized
artist rendering?
No, they're real photos, but they add color to them so it's more distinct. But, yeah, I mean, they photograph with, you know, amazing stuff. But they've never, what's interesting is they've never seen, like, all this stuff about what the sperm does between the time it leaves your penis to the time that it hits that egg, if you want it to hit that egg, is they don't really know. Like, they've never seen it. They don't have a camera in the woman's body to kind of watch this progression. It's all based on kind of animal studies and conjecture, and you know what they, what, how the sperm. They study a sperm at one point, they cut open the animal, you know, take the sperm out another point, and look how it's different. That's basically what they've done. So a lot of this is not, you know, people think, well, they just stick something in there, and the only camera they've ever used is when the guy, they paid a British couple to, the guy put a camera underneath his erection, and then his wife put a camera inside of her, and they had sex like,
sure, yeah, but
you know,
yeah, you
60
mentioned
times
that.
And filmed it, you know. But to see what would happen. But that's about the extent of everything else is really based on guesswork.
That show was called The Human Animal. It's on the BBC. And incidentally enough, I auditioned for that part.
You didn't get it. Or you could just get the new Kodak boner camera, too. Chip, hold on. More with the sperm hunter on the way.
This is the Playboy Morning Show with Kevin Klein and Court McCallum.
And it's not just us. In fact, it's not even the two of us. Kevin Klein, SSB. Jeff Anderson, funny guy, previous guest of the Playboy Morning Show, star of such great films, Oscar-nominated Clerks and Clerks 2.
Oscar-nominated.
You hoping there's going to be another one?
Oh, yes. I'm hoping to do many Clerks movies.
That'll be nice.
I want to be the new Ernest. Clerks go to jail.
Ernest is he's dead, right?
He died, didn't he?
So there is an opening.
There is an opening. That's what the poor Varn. What the hell was his name? Something Varn? Barney Vaughn?
Vern?
Vern, maybe? We'll go with Vern.
I don't know.
I'm sure.
No, Vern was the guy he was talking to. It was always, hey, Vern.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in jail. Come get me.
Weird guy. Who that? I wonder what that Vern is up to these days.
I don't know.
Probably Vern killed him.
Probably looking for a gig.
Vern is now in jail.
Lots to get to on the Playboy Morning Show this morning, including the Babe of the Month on page 15 of this month's issue. Olivia Munn, also star of such great shows on G4 as
Attack of the Show.
There you go. So she'll be on with us. Joe Bartnick, comedian, telling us what Joe knows, but right in the middle right now, with chatting with a guy who's probably the most knowledgeable man I've ever met. He's the Playboy advisor, at least on Wednesdays with us, and of course during the year in Playboy magazine. But today he's sperm hunter extraordinaire. Chip Rowe's still on with us, part one of investigative hard-hitting sperm undercover reporting, so to speak.
Somebody's got to do it.
Did you think there was too many facts in this piece? Because I tried to cram as much as I could in, but I worry that it sounds like a textbook sometimes.
Well, I'm reading the thing, and I'm reading it on the airplane yesterday as I'm flying back from Phoenix, and I don't know how I necessarily feel about reading Playboy on the airplane, because when you're sitting next to children and you don't bring enough for everyone, there's a problem. But, no, I definitely learned a lot. Like, I feel less stupid than when I sat down. However,
yeah, that's always my goal.
I felt my penis hurting. Like, I was all right with it, but my balls were going like, I don't want to know this much about me, you know?
You had a lot of facts in there, and some of your facts were pretty alarming, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I found the problem I had, you know, this was three times as long before, when I had it finished.
Jesus.
Than it appeared in the magazine. It was just everything
I
read
was
so fascinating. And then I couldn't decide if it was just fascinating to me. You know, like, the fact that crocodiles bury their eggs, and whatever depth they bury the eggs determines the sex. So if they bury the eggs really, you know, deep, it's a boy, and if they bury it less deep, it's a girl. Whereas, you know, humans aren't like that. I'm like working that in there, and, you know, Chris Napolitano, the editorial director, is saying, you know, we're going to cross that out. That we're going to, you know.
Really?
So I'm just trying to put, like, every fact I found was fascinating to me, and eventually it was kind of, I had to take a lot of stuff out.
Was he afraid men would try and bury their penis further into a vagina just to make a man?
I'm going to get a son if it kills you in the process.
What are you doing out there, honey? You know, digging a hole.
I liked the little thing you had in here about the male pill, and about how, you know, guys for years have been trying to find a way without rubbers, without to stop their sperm so that they could basically not get chicks pregnant and enjoy all the fun and fancy of unprotected freewheeling sex.
Yeah, I've been getting that question to the advisors since I started. You know, guys always want to update. It's just like male pattern baldness. They want to know when they're going to cure baldness and when they're going to find a male pill. And every time I look into it, it's just around the corner. Every scientist is like, oh, yeah, it's 5 years away. And I've been hearing that for 15 years. So I kind of just put in, you know, they've tried all these different ways. It's really difficult. I suspect there won't ever be like a magic pill you take. And plus, you'd have to get the person to trust you that you've taken it.
Yeah,
there's not a lot for you to lose if, you know, if a woman gets pregnant, she obviously has 9 or 10 months of pregnancy, whereas a guy, you know, oh, sorry, yeah. I'm moving. I mean, biologically. So
I've been taking Pez thing. For years, telling girls. This is the Sperm Killer 4000. It's recommended by Chip. The thing that I found mind-boggling, too, is as I'm reading the article, so many different erection studies have been done on rats. I feel like that's got to be a tough gig to get into.
Well, they do mice because mice are very... I'd always wondered about this, why they do so many experiments with mice, but it's just basically they have... Their systems are smaller, but very similar to humans. So, yeah, you see a lot of the stuff where they may say, well, we've discovered this or this, and then you read the study, and it's all been done with mice. So
somewhere in the article, you mentioned that a male's balls are only 10 times the size of a gerbil's. And I'm thinking, have you been talking to my exes? Shouldn't they be a little bigger than that?
How about that?
10 times?
That's it?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of in the context that men, as far as if we were ranked, one of these scientists told me, like, if you did a ranking where, like, the National Football League, and it was, you know, different divisions, and men as sperm producers would be at the bottom. We would be in last place. We're very inefficient sperm producers. Even though you produce hundreds of millions,
Chip.
You
I'm
know, other
efficient.
Animals make tons more.
Yeah, you haven't
effort.
Seen my comforter, Chip, if you're going to make that comment. Because let me tell you.
I saw it on Dateline.
Yeah, it is cake.
You get a fluorescent light.
A black light in my room. You will take back your statement right there.
Well, you're the exception to most rules.
Well,
that's
thank you. That's how it is. The article is fascinating. It's a different look. I read it, obviously, we work at Playboy, we knew we were having Chip on. Maybe you grab the Playboy, you say, I just want to look at naked chicks, I'm going to skip past it, but you read this, you'll be the life of the party, or at least the life of the orgy for some time, because there's good, there's solid stuff in here that I don't think there's one thing in the article I actually did know. I'm reading the article, I wish there's one thing in there, I was like, I knew that. Nothing.
Kevin was walking around all day yesterday at the Super Bowl party going, you know I have sperm? I make sperm.
I was literally going up
there's sperm in there, they discovered it.
Yeah.
They're like, what, the guacamole? Like, no, in my balls.
Don't eat the chips. No, I'm going around going, look at these things, huh? Ten times the size of that hamster in the other room.
But what I actually learned is there was a MacGyver episode that I thought was totally bullshit.
Right.
But it's actually true. There are 20 feet of epididymis in your balls. Because I saw that episode where MacGyver chewed a hole in his nutsack and tied one testicle around the light and lowered himself out the window.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, that couldn't have really happened. But, Chip, no, you're killing me. There's 20 feet.
Got me, that episode is what got me thinking about it. There's actually two of them because you got two balls. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Well, that would be for the next MacGyver.
Two balls? Oh, shit. I got to go. And
learning everything. Well, it's the first...
I've got six. Is that a problem?
Yes.
No.
Chip can't help you with that. It's the first of a series of in-depth reports, The Science of Male Sexuality. We track a sperm cell and the delicate payload, of course, the underrated Y chromosome. It's a fantastic voyage to make a man. And you'll never look at your balls the same way again. And ain't that the truth? Chip Rowe, we look forward to part two of the article. And, of course, Wednesday you'll be back to share your advice with us, the Playboy Advisor. We'll go ahead and plug the book while we're at it, just because why the hell not? Go pick it up, the Playboy Advisor, at bookstores all over the place. And we need some more copies because we gave away every single one you gave
us. Oh, really?
People want them.
All
Chip,
right.
Thanks, man. We love having you on.
Thank you.
Chip Rowe, the Playboy Advisor. Good guy, good friend of the Playboy Morning Show. And he'll be back in the future, we hope. That's for sure.
Thanks, Chip. And, you know, it is actually pretty amazing when you're reading this article how that kids are even made. I mean, sperm, it's almost like smoking aces. Each sperm is like trying to get to Buddy Israel to impregnate the egg, and all the other hitmen sperm are after this.
They're trying to like kill each other. They're putting up like rope. I had visions of two sperm, or hundreds of sperm, and it being like one of those Acme cartoons where they take like the arrow and they turn it in the other direction, like egg this way.
And I like Kevin's visions.
Yes.
I had visions of two sperm.
Racing. I'm like Martin Luther King, really. I have a dream, and it will be sperm racing a la cartoon style.
Hey, Acme Dynamite.
It's just always like blowing each other up. We got Jeff Cohen joining us in moments from Las Vegas, the Las Vegas casting call coming up shortly. We will tell you how to get a girl. If maybe you're a hot chick listening, always thought about maybe taking the clothes off for Playboy. We'll tell you how to go about doing that. And it's funny because Jeff, now I know this Jeff Anderson in here, you were looking at the issue of Playboy magazine and you were commenting on the army chick that was in here. The girl who got thrown out of the Air Force for posing for Playboy magazine.
I love her dedication, man. To hell with a career, I must be naked.
Yeah.
That's the type of chick I'm looking for.
Well, it's like you have the option to go to Iraq and potentially get blown up and one of these ridiculous car bombs going up every five minutes, or just get completely naked and put your titties up in the air for Playboy magazine.
Maybe Maybe Klinger from MASH should have just walked around as a nudist.
That would have been a, gotten the hell out of there. But this chick was discovered by Jeff Cohen at, at an open casting call. Now, of course, she's been big news. I'm still seeing stuff on the news about her. And we had her on the show. But it had me thinking, for some people, there's some debate as to whether or not you found a chick in army fatigues to be sexy or... are not, like, almost intimidating.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. I mean, look at the pictures of her when she's in her full-on uniform and she was a drill sergeant yelling at people. You don't see what's underneath the camouflage.
No, and she looks pretty goddamn good.
She looks pretty goddamn good.
But you think about it, you say, as far as women occupations go, could Playboy do a whole spread girls of the armed forces? Would that be something good? Because when we have Jeff on in moments, we'll be able to pitch him ideas for girls of things that we'd like to see, which is why we are now officially going to open up our phones at 877-205-9796 or 323-274-1250 internationally, or the email radio@playboy.com.
Poll,
yes. It's a poll of sorts. It's radio@playboy.com. The crowd is chanting. We can't fight off the crowd. They want
back,
a poll.
Back, people.
We'll do a poll. We get to pitch him some ideas.
Survey.
A survey, why not? The crowd is very very boisterous today, aren't they?
They are. It's a rowdy crowd here.
Yeah, they're all pissed off. The Prince performance.
Jesus, all right. We'll do a survey and a poll. Easy, folks.
Whatever you want.
Christ.
Keep the crowds happy. Because, you know, Playboy's had success in the past. They've done girls of Starbucks, a bunch of women that work there, girls
really?
Of Home Depot.
Really?
You never seen these ones?
I've seen them all.
They had a girls of radio spread, all women that worked in radio.
Did they do a girls of McDonald's?
You know what? They have. They did.
There's hot chicks at McDonald's?
You would be shocked.
What about girls at bus stops?
Just women that take the bus.
Yes.
That, Fraser, is a good idea. That, you know what? We know you've got good ideas out there. And in fact, the best ideas, the best and worst ideas. In fact, we'll take both girls of spreads you'd like to see and girls of spreads you would definitely not like to see. The best of them we will give to Jeff Cohen, who can make it actually happen. And, of course, hey, I have a feeling if they take your idea and go with it, I'm sure you will be rewarded very handsomely. So, 877-205-9796, 323-274-1250. Give us a ring. I'll let us know what you think. There's some ideas I've had for girls of spreads that I think that are long overdue.
Like?
Well, this is going to sound insane, but, you know, this month...
Nothing's too insane.
Been doing real well because of you got the hot chick, Trisha Helfer, on the cover. She's a cyclone in the Battlestar Galactica. I know a lot of sci-fi buffs out there. I kind of would like to see a Girls of Other Planets spread.
Really?
I mean, it would be a huge budget. You'd have to travel around. But people are always talking about they're discovering life on other planets.
I've got a trucker that could probably help us out with that. He's headed to Zanthara right now.
Yeah, look for some hot girls. I would like to see, you know, girls in the space, girls of NASA.
Ooh.
A lot of people think that NASA...
Floating around naked?
That would be the, floating around, maybe drinking Tang off each other.
That'd be sweet.
So that's a couple of ideas I have. We will take, your ideas as well. In fact, let's start it right now with Josh in Montana. Josh, you're on the Playboy Morning Show. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
What you got for us, man?
Girls of beauty spas.
Oh, hold on. This is a good idea.
Your girls of beauty spas.
Now, at the risk of sounding like a complete homo on this show, I have been to a spa before.
I knew it.
And it was a present. Someone gave me a massage, which I didn't
hear. Right. It was a present to yourself. Exactly.
The following people are gay.
Thank you. And I'll tell you this much. There are some hot-ass girls working at these things. Even if you're just dropping off your wife at a spa, the chicks that got massaging, even the girls at the front desk, the people putting cucumber on your eyes or whatever goes on there. I didn't have that.
Cucumber on your eyes?
I've seen it on TV.
Dear God.
I bet.
Josh, have you been to a spa before, man up?
No, I have not.
Oh, Christ.
That was a yes. I heard a pause in there.
You're the only one in that situation, I think.
Well, but look, you can tell us this much. You do know, though. Somehow you know that there's hot girls that work at spas. Am I right?
Yeah, I do. The gym that I go to... There's a spa right there, and I can see him every time I go.
Yeah, this guy's dead on. This is not a bad idea. Girls of spas, girls that do, because they always do sexy stuff too. They're always rubbing oil on you. You're awkwardly asking them to finish you off with their hand, and they're looking at you like, where the hell do you think you are right now? This is in Chinatown. But Josh, you're on to something. Hold on, I like your idea. We're going to hook you up with something. 877-205-9796, 323-274-1250. Taking your ideas for girls of spreads you'd like to see and girls of spreads you would like to avoid.
Yeah.
You got one, Jeff? You're thinking of?
You know, I don't know if this falls into avoid or I want to see. I was thinking girls of sweatshops. They may not be old enough, so we might have to put that in the category of we shouldn't see that.
Well, you know what, though? I did, sometimes.
It's probably a very popular Thailand magazine.
Yeah, yeah, it would do very well overseas. But, you know, you do have the handful of the underage children, unfortunately, chained to their sewing machine. However,
there's something sexy about chains around your neck to a sewing machine.
Well, there are women at sweatshops that have been there for like 90 years because for whatever reason they just still can't figure out how to make that wallet just right. You know, they still have the stitching.
And they're staying until they figure it out.
Yeah. So perhaps you get them. You do a spread that involves nudity, some chains, sewing machine. Maybe some knockoff Chanel purses, perhaps. you've got your spread. Girls of spreads we'd like to see. Girls of spreads that we would like to avoid. And we chat with Brad. Brad is in Virginia. What's up, Brad? You're on the Playboy Morning Show. Good to have you here.
Hey, what's up, dude?
What's up, man? You got one that we should avoid or one that we would...
One that you should definitely avoid.
And that would be?
Girls for construction porta potties.
Hold on.
Dude, that is sick.
This would be girls that what? Use the porta potty?
Oh. Yeah, girls that use the porta potty.
And that would be the spread. It would be chicks kind of posing inside the...
You know, the big, nasty, dykey women.
I'm sure Jeff Cohen is thrilled that he's going to have to cast for this. Just standing outside random concerts.
It'll be the first ever Playboy Scratch and Sniff edition, by the way. Brad, thank you. That's an awful idea. We will avoid it at all costs. I appreciate the call. Look, this is what I'm thinking, though.
I like it.
You do girls... Now, if I at the Phoenix Open, by the way, which is where I was over the weekend, there's more. Every girl there is hot. I'm telling you, they like check you to get in to make sure you're hot. But there was lines for porta potties that were a mile and a half deep because that's what they have everywhere. So and some of these girls were just unbelievably hot.
So that guy's onto something.
So maybe he's not that far removed, but it would definitely the idea needs some tweaking. I'll tell you that much. 877-205-9796. We're on with Jeff Cohen in moments. A guy that can make your ideas happen as we're looking for good and bad girls of suggestions. And we chat with Tom. Tom, you're on the Playboy Morning Show. What's up, brother?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
What you got for us? A good idea or a bad idea?
I think it's a good idea. It's the girls of the Palms. The Palms Hotel.
Now, this is a good idea. Dear Lord. We love the Palms, home of the Playboy Club, home of Moon Nightclub, which is right above the Playboy Club. And look, we've been there. We've done our show from there, Jeff, a few times. There are some of the hottest looking girls working. Look, you'd expect hot girls to work in the Playboy Club. We casted for them.
Right.
But I'm saying...
A ghost bar, the people there, everybody there is hot. He's onto something.
But let's dig even deeper. Like, the chick who wheels around the slot machine cart with the big purple vest on and the bucket full of change.
Or the maids.
There you go, the maids in the room. Now, these... Look, they don't speak... No English. I said, please, just whatever you do, don't worry about... Don't look in the drawer with the Bible. You don't want to see what's in it.
Say happy endings.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, good idea. Girls of the Palms. This is an idea that we'd be happy to take to Jeff Cohen. Someone write it down. We like it. Hold on.
Something tells me Jeff's already been casting for that one.
You think so?
Whether it's going to be in the magazine or not. Hey, ladies.
Just Girls of the Palms.
I can get you in Playboy.
Yeah. She's like, I'm just here to change your sheets, sir. Just take it off, sweetheart. We're just casting for a magazine here. It is the Playboy Morning Show. Jeff Anderson is sitting in very nicely for Court today, who is going to be phoning in moments from Miami. Tell us all about the parties that went down last night. But we're taking your calls for good ideas, bad ideas, for Girls of Issues in Playboy Magazine. And we go to Scott. Scott is in Oregon right now. Scott, you got a good idea for us or a bad idea?
I got a good idea for you.
And what is that?
Girls of Rodeo. Them barrel racing chicks with them nice, tight Wrangler butts.
Now, hold on. I've watched some rodeo shows before. Jeff, you don't like this idea.
I wasn't completely sold on it till I heard Wrangler butts. I am coming around to it.
That has been a real laugh. You go to Playboy.com and type in Wrangler butts. You get no search results.
Because, you know, when I think hot chicks, I'm not thinking rodeo.
So would this include, tell me this, would this include, Scott, would this include rodeo, hot rodeo clowns?
No, I've never seen a hot rodeo clown, but I've seen a couple really nice, good-looking barrel racers.
And what do they do? What do chicks do at rodeos? Are they the ones that pull the bull's balls to get them angry?
No, that's really what they do. We read about that in Chip's article.
Yes.
That's how they get the bulls angry. They tie the rope. This is unbelievable. I didn't know this until someone showed me, and then I T-boned it and paused it. That's how they get them all pissed off. I thought they
unless the bull's into fetishes.
Oh, yeah, they're into it.
Those tentacles are uncontrollable.
Pull it tighter.
I once saw a bull in pantyhose. I didn't quite know what was going on, but then I went, ah, fetish.
The nipple clamps always make it uncomfortable. Hold on 1 second. Good idea. We'll put you on hold. We like that. Although, I'll tell you this. Now, I've seen a couple of rodeos, and there are decent-looking chicks. I didn't know they ever rode the bull.
Hmm.
But that would be an interesting idea. Hey, look, Playboy's listening. We're going to pass the ideas on to Jeff Cohen. So far, we've had girls of the Palms, girls of the rodeo circuit.
And girls of Wrangler Butt.
Girls of Wrangler Butt. What do you say we take an idea that could turn out good or bad? We go to Chad. Chad is in New Orleans. Chad, you're on the Playboy Morning Show. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
What do you got for us? Good idea, bad idea?
I got a terrible idea.
We love it. I love it already.
How about girls of elementary school cafeteria workers?
Why elementary school? Oh.
Well, any school.
Yeah, any public school cafeteria workers. It would be women in obviously hairnets, perhaps two hairnets if they look like I think they do downtown.
I'm seeing a lot of moles, moly. I'm seeing a lot of
white apron.
Moles, spatulas, and hairnets. It's a girls of women, girls of public school cafeterias.
Or elementary school cafeterias, as their caller has pointed out.
Although, Jeff, tell me this isn't a little hot. A chick, even if her name could perhaps be Bertha, laying in a bathtub filled with tater tots.
A little sloppy Joe in there. I'm down with it.
Okay.
I'm down with
too much.
It.
Good idea. Thank you. We like that one. We will take that. That is not
tater
bad.
Tots was all right, but sloppy Joe was too much. I see the way it is around here.
A lot of the ideas, by the way, I'm looking at the phones right now, 877-205-9796, taking your girls of good idea, bad idea for Jeff Cohen. And a lot of these calls involve food, but a lot of them involve... I guess we'll just chat with Jeff in Vermont right now. Jeff, you were on the Playboy Morning Show. What's up, brother?
Hello?
Jeff, you there?
Yeah.
What you got for us? Good idea, bad idea?
Good idea.
What is it?
Motorcycle racing girls or girls that work in bakeries.
Yeah, those two go together.
I think combine the two. Why not a girl on a Harley with a croissant?
You know, she's running late for making the donuts. She's got to jump on her Kawasaki Ninja.
She's on her crotch rocket.
She's on her supercross track, or she could be laying on the bakery table making it something sweet.
At the risk of making the Court McCown comment now, I would not want a Girls of Bakery edition just for the simple risk of the yeast infection.
You know, Jeff, could we hang out sometime? I think we could hang out. You're into chicks that work in the bakery and...
Well, my old lady's hot, and she works in a bakery.
Oh, yeah? What's her specialty in that? How come you haven't sent us any yet?
She does everything. She bakes everything. She's awesome. Wedding cakes to croissants to... You name it.
See, that's not a bad idea. Women of wedding cakes, or women who design wedding cakes, but the shot is then naked posing on top of giant cakes. Or
popping out of them or such.
Hey, not a bad idea. I like it. You're on hold, which is a good thing. It's a game we are playing right now. I guess not so much a game as it is a poll. That's what the crowd wants to call it. Good idea, bad idea.
Today's... Don't bring up the crowd. They're angry this morning.
Today's topic is... They are very angry crowd. Hostile, so to speak. It's good idea, bad idea, and we go to David from Texas. David, you are on the Playboy Morning Show. What's up?
Yeah, I got a good idea. I think it's having fun with some hot cops.
Hot chick cops. Now, this is something that I know has gotten at least one officer fired in the past. I remember one of the early Playboys, when I used to be in the Playboy black market circuit, when I used to sell them at summer camps, you know, I was young, too, so it wasn't creepy. I wasn't like an old dude selling. I was young. I was probably 15, getting them and then selling them for quadruple the value. I remember the issue that had a cop on the cover, and I remember the big debate. She lost her job because she posed in her official cop uniform.
I recall this. Thanks for selling me that issue.
Yes, no problem. By the way, you stole me another $10. But that's kind of why everyone brought up that issue again. When this chick who's in the current issue got thrown out of the Air Force, they go, wow, it's a lot like when that cop, really sexy girl wearing her uniform, and she got fired. And we're going, what the hell is going on? But I do agree, if the chicks are smart enough to wear... You know, uniforms that say to protect and touch or something like that. Like fake uniforms, not the real ones. To protect and service.
To protect and touch. Isn't that what the lunch lady's uniform said?
Yes, it is. Hey, good idea. Hold on 1 second. We like that. Girls.
Now, would a lunch lady get fired if she took off her clothes for Playboy, you think?
I hope so.
It's like if they don't fire them for years of unsanitary conditions and hairs and food, why are you going to fire them for this, right?
True enough.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot more ideas here. I don't know. Oh, I like this one, actually. Marty, Alabama. Good idea. It's a good idea, bad idea. The girls of... Marty, you were on the Playboy Morning Show. What's up, Marty?
Yes, the girls of the U.S. Park Service. I've seen some pretty hot-looking women at the Grand Canyon wearing the little Smokey the Bear hats and the green and brown outfits.
Now, listen, this is not an awful idea. Women around, riding donkeys around the Grand Canyon, perhaps, with their hats on, nothing else.
I like it.
And plus, they give you the good green thumb knowledge for how to plant trees.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, it works on a number of levels, doesn't it?
It works on many, many levels. The fact that you could bring some perk chick out in the woods and survive on berries with her while she's naked.
Yeah,
I like it.
That's the way that the Playboy would have to do the spread. It would have to be the chicks in the Yogi the Bear and the Ranger. What the hell was the Ranger's name in the Yogi the Bear cartoons? Dave? Was it Dave? Some real homo name.
Yeah, Ranger Dave.
Ranger Dave, was that it? Ranger
I believe so.
Well, I'll go with you on this one. I think you seem to know. But, yeah, that's the way I look at it. Anyway, all right, good idea. Hold on 1 second. We like that. It's Girls Of, good idea, bad idea on the Playboy Morning Show. You want a good idea or you want a bad idea, Jeff? You pick it.
You know, these things could go either way, so just go ahead and plunk down the button.
All right, Mike is on the Playboy Morning Show right now. Mike, hello. Good idea, bad idea. Today, talking of Girls Of ideas for Jeff Cohen from Playboy, who's going to be doing a casting in Vegas coming up. What's up?
I got a bad idea, I think.
All right.
I'd like to see some of these girls that they're thinking about giving an amnesty to and go do a Girls Of the Illegal Aliens group.
Ah,
that
girls
are across the border at night.
Something tells me that's already going on at the border.
You think so? With the border control?
Yes. I've caught you walking through the desert, disrobe.
I would like, and by the way, that's good advice. If you're a border patrol guy, just tell the chicks you're casting for an issue. But
tell them you're Jeff Cohen.
Think of this idea: it's women climbing over a wall naked. That's the spread.
I like darting across the freeway.
Climbing the new fence that they're going to build.
Yeah. Or offering to clean your apartment for very cheap. A girl shows up at the door, no tax form,
well, now
vacuum, naked.
Now we're getting back to the Palms idea.
No. They all have their green card, we think.
Oh.
Or at least their player's card, which is always
good. They could be wet swimming out of the river.
Oh, that's good, too. Maybe some wet ones as well. A lot of ideas. I love it. Hold on 1 second. It is the Playboy Morning Show, Sirius 198. Jeff Anderson to my right. My name's Kevin Klein, and we were talking about good idea, bad idea for Girls Of ideas that we can bring to Jeff Cohen, who will be on with us in moments. And, this one is not necessarily a sexy idea, but it's something that may be long overdue. Girls of Weight Watchers, you say, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Or Girls of Jenny Craig.
Now, before or after?
For before, for the bad ones, but then you'd have a good one after.
Maybe it's a double spread.
It's a double issue.
Some guys like fat. Playboy's not where you turn for fat naked chicks. I mean, let's just clear one thing up.
Yeah.
Girls of the Cottage Cheese.
Oh, God. All right, I think we have this. It goes in the category of bad idea.
Do the girls with cottage cheese race motorcycles? Because then you might be on to something.
Yeah, motorcycles to anything, and you're on to something. I like that. Hold on 1 second. It is the good idea, bad idea Playboy Morning Show talking about Girls Of. And I guess we're going to end it with an idea that you will think is a bad idea, Jeff.
Really?
But I will say this is an idea that needs to happen. Steve, you're in Missouri. You're now on the Playboy Morning Show. What's up?
How about lumberjack women with the big steel chainsaws and Carhartt?
See, have you ever seen the lumberjack games on ESPN2?
Where they're running on the logs?
Yes. Two naked women, good-looking perhaps, wearing flannel shirts, unbuttoned, open, running on a log.
I've never seen that one.
No, I haven't seen that one either, but I would imagine if Playboy took hold of it, that's what they'd do. Steve, good idea. Hold on 1 second, all right?
All right, Doc.
Good idea, bad idea on the Playboy Morning Show. Jeff, you played that very nicely.
Well, thank you, sir. Lumberjack women.
Lumberjack women. Mm. We will take the best of these ideas we heard, and in your opinion, that was the women making baked goods on a motorcycle.
I'm a big fan.
And we will.
I never thought to combine the two.
No, because why would you?
No, I don't know, and I like it.
Two great tastes that taste great together. We got Jeff Cohen on the way from Playboy. He's in Las Vegas, and we will bring to him our good ideas and our bad ideas, and perhaps... And he'll roll with one of these. What do you think? What are the odds?
I think stay tuned for the lumberjack issue.
The Playboy Radio Morning Show.
Back to the Playboy Morning Show. Exclusively on Playboy Radio.
Yes, how can I help you?
Yes, hi there. I'm trying to get a cake put together for Hugh Hefner's 80th birthday party this weekend.
For Hugh Hefner?
Yes. And I would like to get the guy the best cake he's ever seen.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, well, we know what he'd like to see.
What do you think that is?
Well, we don't do the naked bodies.
Well, I would like to actually bake a playmate inside of a cake.
Bake a playmate inside of a cake. We couldn't do that.
That's not something you all do. I was referred to you by a friend of mine.
We couldn't do that. Just one second, if you don't mind.
Well, we don't have to do a playmate. We can do a cyber girl.
A cyber girl?
Is the playmate the issue?
Are you, what kind of, I'm not understanding what you're laying down here, I think. Did you mean like a plastic bunny or something baked inside of the cake, or what are you talking about?
22 years old.
Uh-huh.
5'4", 103 pounds, large natural breasts. I use the term natural loosely. I'd like to bake her inside of a cake, so when Hef cuts into it, one of his bunnies is there waiting for him.
You mean make a great big cake and leave a hole in the center so she could just jump out of it? Is that what you're saying?
Well, we don't use the term hoe over here. She's actually a very lovely girl, a college student, as a matter of fact.
But, I mean, we couldn't bake her in a cake. She'd have to fit in the side of the cake. Is that what you're saying?
She's willing to do it.
She couldn't be baked in a cake, for heaven's sakes. That would burn her up. Now, you're being facetious here.
No, I thought this was something that's been done before. I've seen on the movies girls jumping out of cakes.
But you have to make a cake with a big hole in the center for them to jump out of.
So can you all do that, and we can place her in the center perhaps after it comes out of the oven? We'll let it cool for 30 minutes.
Well, you'd have to have an extra large cake, and I don't believe we make cakes that's big enough for a girl to jump out of.
She's very tiny. She goes to the gym regularly. She's very fit.
Well, I'm sure of that.
Well, what if we just...
Would you like for me to give your number to the owner?
We could do that. Now, here's a question. What if we could just do a cupcake and I could find a very small girl?
A cupcake and put a small girl in a cupcake? I don't think so. Well, I appreciate you calling, but I don't believe we can accommodate that.
Would you like to wish Hef a happy birthday?
Sure.
Go right ahead. He's listening.
Well, happy birthday there. If you ever go to Full-Figured Girls, just give me a call.
Playboy Radio, Sirius 198. This is the Playboy Morning Show with Kevin Kline and Court McCown.
Wanted to get naked for Hef, can you blame her?
Everybody wants to be in Playboy.
It doesn't matter what they look like.
She was right on board.
Yeah, well, she was thinking if you're ever doing a girls of full-figured cake shop workers, you give me
and
a call.
And it might happen. We're going to talk to Jeff about it.
Yes, we are. It is the Playboy Morning Show. A different Jeff is sitting next to me right now. Jeff Anderson, film star, comedian. Do you do comedy, too, or no?
Film star. Isn't it a parent?
I guess you do comedy. I don't know. I mean, are you on, like, the road doing stand-up?
I don't do much of anything. I'm on, like, copious hours of Judge Judy.
That's
funny. That's about it.
Did you make enough money doing Clerks and Clerks 2 to, like, not do anything?
Yeah, kind of.
You really did?
Wow. No, I didn't. That's why it took 12 years to do Clerks 2. I waited for that really big payload.
No, but you were in, like, all those Kevin Smith movies. You were in Dogma. You were in...
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah, you were in all of them.
Yeah, but I did, like, one day's work on each one of them.
But...
Granted, I got millions.
Yes, but don't they just hand you a giant sack of a burlap sack full of money with a dollar sign on the outside of it?
Yeah, because when you think Clerks, you think lots of money.
Yeah, that was a high. They couldn't even afford color in that film. Was it black and white?
It was black and white.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, a big star joining us today.
Big star.
While Court is in Miami recovering, he'll be chiming in moments to let us know what the hell's going down in the rain-soaked Miami. In the meantime, though, Las Vegas, a great city for a lot of things. Good city to lose money. Good city to debate whether or not the hooker in your room is legal or not, but she always says that it doesn't really matter anyway. But an even better place to get naked for Playboy magazine, and that's why Jeff Cohen, who is the man who makes stuff happen, in addition to bringing us the variety of special editions models that we see in all the great issues, including college girls, lingerie, girls with girls, he also is the guy who puts together the best casting call on the planet. Jeff Cohen, welcome to the Playboy Morning Show again.
Good morning.
What's up?
I love the idea of the lady jumping out of the cupcake.
Not a bad idea. You
I
think?
Love that. Girls who jump out of cupcakes, that's a whole special edition right there.
Well, I don't know why we just don't introduce Jeff as the man with the best job in the world.
Yeah, I mean, he really is. And we wouldn't have known that if we didn't actually go. He invited us to one of the ones in L.A. Actually, Jeff really invited us to all of them. Isn't that
yeah.
right, Jeff?
Yeah, come on, guys. Let's, you know, the door's open for the Palms in Las Vegas.
Yeah, when is this casting call happening?
We're going to be there Wednesday and Thursday and interviewing from noon to 6 on Wednesday and from noon to 9 p.m. On Thursday.
And it's funny when you use the term interviewing, because this is not like going in for a job, you know, working at your buddy's tuxedo shop, where they need to find out if you've ever been arrested. Although I think they do ask if you've ever been arrested, but...
That's one of the first questions, and then because that gives us a little bit of a profile. If they are,
really?
Or if they have been arrested, this could be fun.
Yeah, how about a Girls of the Big House issue?
That's right, Girls Behind Bars.
Of the ideas. We actually just a moment ago opened up the phones to our listeners, and we had a bunch of ideas that poured through for Girls of spreads that they would like to see.
Oh, really?
And, you know, out of all the ideas we had, and we took both good ideas and bad ideas, ideas like Girls of Cafeteria Lunch Workers, which is probably not up your alley, but some good ideas we had that I thought, one of the ones I liked in particular was Girls of the U.S. Park Services, park
Perfect.
Rangers.
Yeah.
Any interest in that?
Listen, bring them on.
All right.
Smokey the Bear and that whole crew.
Yeah, I think so. And then you had one, right, Jeff, that you liked?
I did. It was Girls of Bakeries.
Okay.
Yes, but I that's good.
Yeah.
And finally, the other really solid idea we had that I thought could have stood up was, and it's going to make sense because you're going to be there anyway, but Girls of the Palms, not necessarily the ones you'd expect, the ones in the Playboy Club, but the ones that are kind of behind the scenes, the maids, the janitorial staff, the girls in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any interest?
Well, the wait staff?
Yeah, why not?
I like that idea. And there's probably lots of them. I mean, that's the truth about, you know, about Vegas. I mean, the number of people that are working. How about just the working girls of Las Vegas?
Yeah, regular jobs. I mean, literally. Yeah.
Well, make sure you clarify that. I mean, when I hear the working girls of Vegas.
I figure that opened the door for lots of potential there.
What are you casting for right now? Is it everything? The whole kit and caboodle?
Well, I mean, the kit and caboodle would be several of these ideas. I mean, if we get some bakery workers in, we're casting for girls of bakery. If we get a few plumbers, could do that. No, I mean, the truth
like
is
that.
That
plumbers crack. I'm finally done with it.
You know, the truth is on these castings that we look, as we like to say, we throw the net real wide, and we're looking for girls for all sorts of, not only for special editions, of course, but we're looking for playmates. We're looking for girls who eventually become cyber girls. We look for girls that can be, you know, become regulars on Playboy TV. It's a perfect opportunity for young ladies to come in and find out what Playboy's all about.
So, Jeff, it's safe to say you're just looking for girls.
That would be a pretty good handle on this on these castings. We're looking for girls, right?
Not bad either. You go in, you get a robe, which I think you have to give back. But the important thing is you get naked in a room full of very people that make you feel pretty comfortable, unless, you know, because we're not going to be there this time, so you'll feel very comfortable.
Much easier this time.
Yeah, and you go. It's not as creepy as the movie Fame. Coco, take off your shirt.
No.
It's not like that.
No, not at all. In fact, it's a pretty. Girls seem to. We talked to a lot of the girls that did the casting calls, and they all seem to like it, and they all love Jeff. For whatever reason, I haven't met one person that doesn't like Jeff.
Well, we try to get. You know, I mean, we understand that some of the girls have have never done this before. B, you know, they're going to be nervous. And we try to have fun. We try to make it light and make them feel relaxed about it. And we give them a little souvenir T-shirt that says that I posed.
Yes.
So they can be proud of the fact that at least they posed. And we got a few other goodies this time. We've gotten some cooperation from the Playboy store where we're going to have catalogs for young ladies who can order goodies off the Playboy website for the Playboy store and actually get a very sizable discount.
Nice.
So it's going to be fun. I think this could be a good casting. So far, we've had an excellent turnout with young ladies who have gone, and this is the way that they should do it. They need to go to the website, which is www.playboyscastingcalls.com. Very simple. Playboyscastingcalls.com, and they get all the information about the casting, get a chance to sign up, pick a time that they want to come in, get more information about it. So far we've had an excellent turnout so far so it's going to be a good 2 days.
Well, have you ever, tell me this, is a question that came up in one of our meetings because we knew we had you on today, and you tell us you look at all these hot chicks, but have you ever once found a girl that was so ridiculous at the casting call that you actually got aroused? You actually kidnapped a girl and took her home with you and married her sex slave?
Wrote her bad checks, that type of thing?
Yeah, had that whole thing. No, have you ever gotten to the point where you've been like, man?
You know, the truth is there are some girls who come in, not only but their beauty and their personality, and you go, oh, my God. I mean, this is a sure playmate. This is going to be a fabulous model for Playboy. Something about them that you get a sense and that you know that you've got a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And conversely, of course, you have young ladies who come in and you look at them and you say,
leave.
Gee, it's a very interesting exercise.
As you
witnessed when you were there.
It does sound like you have the perfect job, but then, you know, I think of the auditions for, like, American Idol, and everybody thinks they could be a singer.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're seeing people that think they could be in Playboy, but they take off their clothes, and it's, yeah.
Well, the truth is, that's true, and yet somebody in their life, their boyfriend, their husband, somebody has said to them, sweetie, you really ought to try out for Playboy because you're just gorgeous, you're glamorous, you're sexy, and... thank God somebody feels that way.
Sure. It's usually their blind, retarded cousin.
But the truth is that each of them do. They each have some aspect of them that you're able to compliment. You're able to make them feel good. You want them to leave and feel that they have just as good a chance as anybody else.
All right. Well, look, Jeff Cohen knows what he's talking about. He is the executive editor, publisher of Playboy Special Editions. He is in Vegas Wednesday and Thursday at the Palms.
Yep.
So if you're in town or if you're a hot chick and you say, I want to be the next Jenny McCarthy. I want to be the next Pamela Anderson. You get your ass, your hot ass, hopefully, over to the Palms, and you go to PlayboyCastingCalls.com. You can sign up, and then you get there, you take your clothes off. Next thing you know, you're in Playboy, you're making $1 million.
And then you get on your show.
You get on the Playboy Morning Show, and then you get so big that when we have you booked on the show, you don't even call us. You blow us off. That's the goal. That's how you know you've made it. You can blow off the Playboy Morning Show. Hey, Jeff, best of luck at the casting call.
Thank you, guys.
Where are you heading after Vegas?
After Vegas, we're going to be up in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, in March. So we're going to have, I'm sure we're going to get a good turnout there. So, number one, getting out of this frigid weather here in Chicago.
Yeah, well, hey, congrats on making it to the...
We made it to the big dance, but we just couldn't pull the trigger yesterday, could we?
Yeah, there was a couple of times where Rex Grossman really looked like he was on the Special Olympics football team. I mean, he really was just running around.
Well,
just
unfortunately, we saw bad Rex yesterday.
Yeah, great name for him. They go, will he be Tyrannosaurus Rex or will he be Train Rex?
It was bad. It was a train wreck.
Yeah, it was
yesterday for Rex. It was just too bad. But yeah, we made it pretty far.
Thank you, my man. Congrats.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care.
Good talking to you.
All right, talk to you too, Jeff.
Good guy, good friend of the Playboy Morning Show, Mr. Jeff Cohen. And now here's the deal. On the way, Court McCown, the guy who usually sits in that very chair that you're in right now.
Yes.
Will be calling us in.
Very sticky chair I'm sitting in right now.
Strange. Very weird. I actually probably blame the girls for my fault.
Yeah, that's from the afternoon show.
Uh-oh.
Hey, he called in a moment ago. What's going on? He lost his voice?
Yeah, he called in a few seconds ago, and yeah, he sounds like shit.
So we finally got security to rouse him from sleep in his hotel room?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, we chat with Court from Miami. Give us the lowdown. He was at the team dinner. He was at the game. He was probably soaked. He probably has pneumonia. I bet you people got sick sitting out there in that rain for 4 hours.
Oh, sure they did.
Yeah. Let's find out all that and if him and Prince wore the same shoes after this.
The Playboy Radio Morning Show.
The Playboy Radio Topless Party Joke of the Day.
What's the difference between women and men? One has morning sickness, the other has morning stiffness.
Check out these and more topless jokes at playboy.com.
Serious classic moments in sports.
And now it's time for sports.
When one's growing up as a kid and watches sports on TV, he or she may try to impersonate what their heroes did on the field, on the court, or on the ice. Whether it was the shuffle step of a Walter Payton, or the windmill bat movement of a Willie Stargell, or the legendary skyhook of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Now, the youth of New England were certainly caught up in Bobby Orr fever as the Whiz Kid helped turn the Boston Bruins into a Stanley Cup contender. in 1970 or would help the Bees end a 29-year drought with what's considered the greatest goal ever scored.
Sanderson a drive, and that one whistled wide. Horry for the Bruins, tied up by Ecclestone and Berenson. Westfall rolled it in front. Sanderson tried a shot that was wide and keen and cleared of a cut out. Bobby Orr behind the net to Sanderson. Orr!
Eric Sanderson was a teammate and close friend of Bobby's and recalls the memorable moment of the Orr soar.
I always tell people that I was the one that made him famous. You know, I tell Bobby, I made you famous. Harry Simmons started our line. We were playing well, myself, Westfall, and Wayne Carl. And Bobby was playing the point with Donny Ari, and it was overtime. And we kept the puckers pretty good. We were all over. I had two opportunities to score. I missed the net both times. I knew he was coming. He stayed in at the point. Kept the puck in, threw it back around the boards and broke. You couldn't write the script any better.
That audio courtesy of the Best of Bobby Orr video. Orr would help the Bruins to another cup in 72, but would ultimately have to end his brilliant career due to chronic knee injuries in 1978 at age 29. For Sirius Sports, I'm Zig Fricassi.
Welcome to Sirius.
To the Playboy Morning Show. Exclusively on Playboy Radio.
This is Brandi Roderick, Playmate of the Year 2001, and you're listening to the Playboy Morning Show.
Playboy Radio, Sirius 198. The only N word they use is necrophilia. It's the Playboy Morning Show with Kevin Klein and Court McCowan.
That's not a bad idea. Girls with the morgue. That's an idea that never popped. You know, speaking of that, did you know that a human body produces sperm 48 hours after death?
Yeah, I was reading that in the article that Chip was telling us about. That's insane.
It's kind of creepy.
Well, it means you're laying there in the coffin and you're dead, but you're still your junk is still in full effect.
Yeah, you still get swimmers.
2 days.
Yeah.
What the hell are we going to do with all that? That's why I say cremate the hell out of me.
Yeah.
I want to be done. Hey, Court McCown is not in today. He had a family emergency. And by family emergency, I mean his family, the Indianapolis Colts, had an emergency trip to the Super Bowl, and he wanted to go and be there with them. And look, I can't blame him. If I had a ticket, I'd be there, too. Jeff Anderson filling in very nicely, though. Jeff from Cloaks and Cloaks 2. Funny guy. Waking up.
Oh, yeah, just coming around.
Apparently, Court's really hard to understand, though, because Naughty said he sounds scary, he lost his voice, and I could see that. It was cold, and it was wet, and it was rainy.
All that screaming for Purple Rain.
Yeah. Play Purple Rain! Play Purple Rain!
Bring back Prince! Court, how you doing, buddy?
Hello, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, man?
How's them Colts?
How about them Colts?
This isn't Court, this is Paulie Palsy.
That's right, it's Paulie Palsy.
Wow.
Hey, Palsy.
Yes, good.
I thought you were Court.
No.
Were you at the game?
Are we sure?
No, I'm not at the game. I'm home, but it was a great game. I've been up all my long.
Who's easier to understand right now, Naughty? Paulie Palsy or Court?
Paulie Palsy.
It is Paulie.
Thank you very much.
Paulie Palsy. Hey, Paulie, hold on 1 second, all right? You have a question for Court, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hang tight, because we're going to put you on with the man from Miami, Florida. He has no voice, but I'm sure you could work the phone
and make this happen.
Sure, you got laid 1,000 times last night. What's up, buddy?
What's happening, fellas?
Oh, Jesus. He sounds like my aunt.
Hey, buddy, I hoisted the Lombardi trophy last night.
Did they arrest you after that?
No, but I got touched.
By who?
I can't remember his name.
A man with a van?
His name.
I just know he had on a jersey.
Hold on, you really got to pick up the trophy?
Yeah.
Wait, at the after party?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here, huh?
Good times had by all, my friend.
I was looking for you on TV. Were the seats decent or were they crap?
Well, we were about 10 yards off the 35.
So would that be the 25 or the 45?
Or 10, what am I saying, 10 rows off the 35.
Oh, that's not bad at all, huh?
It was fucking fun, man.
Did you have to wear one of those stupid ponchos?
No, but I did wear a leather helmet.
helmet.
It's like the old school, like the old, old school helmets?
Yeah.
Like the Red Baron?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. That's awesome. Did you have that from your playing days, or did you buy that at a souvenir shop?
Well, I had one from my playing days, but I couldn't wear that one.
I can't believe. Did you lose the voice because of the weather, because you were screaming?
No, there were two asshole Bears fans in front of me.
Oh, I could see this. Did you start a fight?
Well, what happened was, you know, the kickoff, they ran it back.
Yeah, I know. I missed it, but I heard about it.
And these two guys in front of us had hats that had bears on them. Huh. You know, like furry bears on their fucking heads.
Oh,
and
get at it. So blocking your view.
And they mess with you because they thought you were one of those helmet kids, so you probably got to yell at them through the whole game and they didn't fuck with you.
Right?
They thought we were old men, you know.
Did you sit with celebrities or no?
Robert Downey Jr.
No, you did not.
I did indeed.
Did he snort the nachos?
He did not.
No.
He had his son with him. Very nice young man.
I can't believe they didn't. I feel like they didn't do a good job yesterday of panning to the celebrities in the crowd at all. Because if they had, I feel like they would have gotten him. Yeah. And
let me give you a good lowdown on the party. We went to the party Saturday night. The Colts had
the dinner, the team dinner, right?
There was no team. But there was the company, you know, the Colts dinner for all the family and friends and employee, you know, the people that work for the Colts.
They were saying after the game, Court, that every single employee from janitorial staff on up got invited to the Super Bowl. Like, everyone who worked for that organization, they were so excited that they were bringing tickets and people that sold tickets, people that cleaned seats.
They flew every person from the Colts organization down, put them up in hotels, got them tickets, and everybody was there.
And I'm going to myself, they're goddamn right, they brought court. I'm going there. They brought out people that don't even work for the Colts.
They brought out people that might do their laundry next week.
Exactly. This guy could be washing our jerseys.
Exactly.
Oh, they were thinking ahead of time. So how was the team dinner minus the team?
The team dinner minus the team was very nice. Jim Gaffigan performed.
Yeah, funny guy. He was in a couple of I know you didn't see the commercials yet because you were at the game, but he was in, like, a few of the commercials. He was the guy that had the beard, like, attached to his head.
The beard comb over.
Yeah, with the Sierra Mist commercials that were very funny. So how was he?
Well, he was very good. Very, very good. And I'm glad I didn't try to open for him this year. It would have been hard.
Yeah, after getting booed off a few years ago.
After getting booed off the Sinbad situation.
Booed off from Sinbad.
Yeah.
But after the game, after that, they had a nice little band play. And the band was Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Stephen Stills, John Mellencamp, Mike Mills from R.E.M.,
whoa,
Danny Arnoff on the drums. He's played Aerosmith, a couple other small bands.
Unbelievable.
And they jammed for like an hour and a half.
And Court on the Triangle?
Did you play?
I played the bells.
That is Jesus, man, this is... Now, are these guys getting paid big money to do this?
No, they're just friends. They just came and hung out.
They just wanted to be there.
They were all on the bus with us going to the game.
What was the menu, like for the...
Baby.
That good, huh?
Oh.
So you're probably better off that the team wasn't there. You got to go back for seconds.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. You don't want to compete with, like, some of those linemen at the buffet.
Yeah.
No, it was a nice little spread, I must say.
Imagine getting stuck behind Dallas Clark at the buffet line.
Man. How about Freeney? You don't think he eats, do you?
A big boy. Yeah, I used to eat a table away from him at the dining hall in college. That guy puts away 15, 20 plates a meal. He's no joke.
So
you're on the field during the game. You're getting drenched. The rain looked goddamn awful. I was actually glad I was in my living room.
Listen, you big pussy. They came and they offered us passes for the for one of the boxes.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, and we said, fuck it, we're staying here.
And you stayed in the seats in the rain.
Had to do it, my friend. Had to do it.
Who were they going to bump out of the? Who was going to get thrown out of a box for you and Robert Downey Jr.?
I don't know. Robert, I didn't see. Robert left after about midway through the fourth quarter when he ran it back for the interception back for a touchdown.
Right, that was basically game time. Although it's tough to leave the Super Bowl early. I would imagine you sat in your seat throughout, right?
Until after the presentation of the trophy.
Yeah, your boy Ursay, I saw him. He looked like pretty happy. I mean, obviously, they just win millions of dollars. Can you imagine, first of all, if they go, excuse me, Prince, you're going to have to leave your skybox. Court is a little bit wet.
Yeah. Court's not feeling it, you little purple fag. Get out of
here. Did you watch the... obviously, you watched the halftime show.
Fuck no.
No, you didn't. You didn't even care.
No.
Good.
No, who cares? Purple rain, my ass.
Dancing around. What did you think of the pregame thing with all the clowns, though? That looked cool on TV.
Cirque du Soleil, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that as well.
I got some good pictures of that. That was pretty good.
Well, we'll have Court's pictures, all the ones that we're allowed to show you, up on the MySpace page. It's a MySpace/Playboy Morning Show. And then, of course, the parties. Did you make it to the Playboy party?
Playboy wouldn't let us in.
You actually went to the door.
No, Farrell said Playboy didn't want us there.
You should have probably taken off the leather helmet at that point.
Yeah, I know. It was a good idea. There were some great parties we went to, though.
What did you go through last night after the...
I went to the Colts party, but Friday night, the Maxim party was awesome.
No.
I hate to say it. That was fun.
I don't buy that.
The Ocean Drive party had J-Lo and Mark Anthony.
Oh, fuck them.
What, they were like the hosts of the party?
They were the singers, but let me tell you, the ass was better than the singing.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, I
but
know
it was right. It was right on South Beach. You would have liked it because there was the ESPN zone and all that stuff down there.
Hey, hold on. Paulie Palsy, by the way, has been on with us the whole time. Paul, you've been very quiet. Do you have a question for Court?
How about the Colts? That was a great game, was it?
What did he say?
I don't even know, but I think his question was, how about them Colts? But, I mean, that's not really a question. It's more of a statement, I think.
Yeah, I'll let him fly with that.
All right, Court likes your question.
I thought Joseph Addai and Manning Bushy got Comey peace on game.
Wow. I was die.
Princess
you
Di.
Joseph Addai on
I thought
the
he said something about...
What?
Jason Addai.
I saw Addai and Manning, she both got Comey peace.
He said something about Princess Di had a comb over.
I think you had a rough night last night.
Yeah, Paulie, were you partying
I'm
hard?
Up.
What?
I'm still up from last night.
Just been shaking all night, huh?
It's just one long seizure.
And it hardly shows that
so
you're
I
still
saw,
up.
I saw Addai and Manning both she got Comey peace.
Whoa, I heard something about Princess Di is on Conan.
No, Di and Manning, both she got the Conan tears for the game.
It's something about Conan tears?
I think they're... No, wait, here it is.
Oh, Court got it.
I think they're drinking some Coney tea.
Oh, Coney tea.
Coney tea. Oh, yeah, for the Super Bowl.
Which is delicious. Right, Palsy?
No, there should be a co-MVP.
Oh, Cohen's
MVP.
Oh,
Jesus.
Because
this is worse than Tyra the Tie.
Yeah. Hey, Paulie Palsy, hold on one second. We'll get back to you in a moment. But, Court, hey, get back safe, man. We, of course, obviously miss you here, but I want to hear about which players had the most ass with them at the after party.
Ooh.
All of them.
Really?
Yeah. But I will tell you, a good place to hang out is right by the Lombardi Trophy. All the girls come by and want to pet it.
Did you lie to any girls and tell them you were on the team? You were like a kicker or something?
I did dress like the trophy for about 15 minutes, though, and said, you can touch me and hold me.
Chicks don't really know football, so you can lie, man.
Yeah.
You want to touch my Lombardi trophy.
These chicks knew football.
I could see Court wrapping his penis in tinfoil and going, who wants to hold the Lombardi trophy? All right,
yeah.
Court, get back safe, brother. We got to take the 58 now. But when you get back, we'll chat tomorrow.
Have fun, guys.
All right, get your voice back.
Thanks, pal.
There he goes. More on the way. Court from Miami, and when we get back, Olivia Munn.
Playboy Radio, Sirius 198. This is the Playboy Morning Show with Kevin Kline and Court McCown.
Like an axe-wielding hitchhiker with beer, you don't stop long for this show. Does that make sense at all, Jeff?
It did make sense. Anything makes sense at this crazy hour of the morning.
Jeff Anderson is in here filling in nicely for Court McCown, who is still partying up at Miami for the Super Bowl, a game that, well, I guess we decided kind of unanimously was relatively boring. A lot of started out very exciting. Everyone was, you know, quiet. It's a good game. Don't talk over the commercials. By halftime, it really was just screw it at this point. What else is on?
Yeah, it was just kind of, it got a little boring. Third quarter, fourth quarter, just kind of boring.
Yeah, I'd be curious, actually, to find out anyone listening right now who didn't even watch the game at all. You know, when I was rushing to get back to my place for kickoff, as I, you know, had to last minute change my flight home from Phoenix, I'm looking and we're driving by these outdoor cafes and restaurants, and there's people sitting there leisurely eating food, and I'm going,
women, of course.
No, but like women, but like dudes, and not just like gay looking dudes, like guys. There was actually a guy I saw. I don't know what the hell he was eating. It was probably a frittata or something. Sitting outside of a cafe.
Famous guy, Nelly Furtado.
And Nelly, he's eating Nelly Furtado's pussy at this cafe.
Well, shit, I wouldn't watch the game either.
Yeah, right? And he's got a jersey on. I mean, it wasn't a Bears or a Colts jersey. It was one of the, I don't even know, some what jersey. I think it was a Seahawks jersey or something. But I'm going, this guy's a football fan. He's sitting here having a leisurely breakfast. There's like 10 minutes till kickoff. What the hell is he doing?
I thought it would look like 28 days later outside.
You would think so. It would be nothing anywhere. Like a bomb went off.
Yeah.
In L.A., though, and this is the one thing I hate about living in L.A., there is more excitement for Oscar parties than there are for football parties. You know that. You're an actor. You won an Oscar.
I barely qualify as an actor, so.
Well, you were in a movie that grossed millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars?
Who's a better actor?
Shit.
Court or Jeff?
Who do I got to call?
Who's a better actor?
Who's been in a bigger movie?
Uh-oh. We got a tie.
I would say Jeff.
You think Jeff?
What was Court in?
Court was in Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me Love?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's a good one.
But they didn't even make a sequel to that
one. McDreamy.
Yes, McDreamy
yeah,
wasn't that,
wasn't,
too.
He wasn't the star of it. Jeff was the star of Clerks.
Oh, stop.
Well, star. Use the term very loosely, star. I mean, the star, of course.
He was the main guy.
Be Jay, I think. Did you ever do heroin with Jay, by the way?
I never did heroin with Jay.
Are you buddies with him?
I am friendly with him. Jay is clean and sober now, and let me tell you, it's a very nice thing to see Jay clean and sober.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was really in a bad way.
I worked on a TV show with those guys, like, and I love the 90s or something on VH1, and they did Guys that go gay for, I guess, was their little segment. You ever see that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, a lot of people didn't. I was just trying to plug one.
I like those VH1 things.
Yeah, they pay real well, let me tell you. Paulie Palsy is still on hold. I don't know what the hell. I guess he hasn't found the hang-up button yet. Paulie, what do you still want something from us, buddy? Are you, did you get your questions out of the way with Court?
Yeah, I'm good. Bye.
I was just making sure. What'd you do to watch the game last night?
I sat right in front of the big TV and just watched the game. I've been up all night long.
It's got to be annoying to ask a guy like Paulie Palsy to pass you the dip or the salsa.
I'm actually pretty good at that stuff.
Really, you don't start shaking it everywhere?
I just sat down and ate all my long. I didn't pass anything.
Wow. Let's dissect this one.
Whoa.
Okay, you sat down.
Something about a cannoli.
He sat down on his aunt's lap and he was lonely.
I didn't pass anything. I was eating all my long.
You ate a mice? Where?
No, I was just eating. I didn't pass anything.
You didn't pass gas. You were eating. Okay.
Okay.
No, I didn't pass anything at all. I was just eating all night long.
Did you bet on the?
Oh, you're eating all night long.
You having a seizure right now, Paulie?
No, I'm still up from my last night.
He just threw up.
I haven't gotten to bed yet.
What's that now?
He hasn't gotten to bed yet. He still doesn't have a bed. Maybe we could raise money or something.
Yeah, what do you sleep on a couch?
No, I have a bed. I haven't used it yet.
Do you have a bed with, this was actually an email question that came in. It's not my insensitivity right here, but do you have a bed with straps on it to keep you in the bed?
No.
You don't? No straps? Nope. Do you ever wake up on the floor?
No, it's a pretty big bed.
It's a big bed.
Really?
California Seizure King. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
You can call it that.
Okay, we will. Hey,
reason for the big bed is all the chicks. I'd imagine.
Thank right?
You. Yeah, right.
Oh, you need some... Hey, are you excited for the Playboy Morning Show dating game we're going to be doing with you, Coma Jim, and
Yes, I am.
You guys are going to get the chance to compete for the love of a playmate.
Can I get in on that?
You don't have a... You're not strange enough.
Come on. Have you seen Clerks?
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, you're in. Jeff Anderson's
Thank
out on
you.
The game, too. So, Paulie, it's going to be questions like a chick's going to say something to you like, if I was an egg, how would you cook me?
Scrambled.
Well, that's because you got other options. Hey, always I'm scrambled with him. Scrambled eggs again? I was trying to go over easy today, and I scrambled again. Paulie Palsy, good guy. Hey, Paulie, thank you, man.
No problem.
There he goes. Paulie Palsy. Scrambled eggs again. This is the fifth day in a row we've had scrambled eggs. Paulie, hold on, all right?
All right.
Good guy on the good friend. All right, here's what we're
very amped up about the game. Still hasn't gone to sleep.
Now he's excited. How about them Colts, I think you said, or he's cold. I'm not sure. Hey, we're going to do something right now in honor of Jeff Anderson being in here. Very, very funny actor, comedian, extraordinaire. And we're going to make room because we don't want too much ego in here at one time. And Joe Bartnett, comedian, who's going to tell us we've been avoiding on purpose the commercials from last night's game.
And it wasn't hard to avoid.
No, they weren't that good, but we'll see. Joe will have an interesting take on him, I'm sure, Jeff. He'll have some stuff to tell us. Joe knows. Keep in mind, Joe knows.
Joe knows. He knows a very interesting take on the commercials.
Joe knows Super Bowl commercials. He'll be in a bit. But right now, we're going to bring back a game on the Playboy Morning Show that we call Name that moan. If you want to play the game, 877-205-9796, our phone number. Internationally, call us and play at 323-274-1250. Jeff, the way the game works is simple. We have clips from an array of adult movies.
Ooh, I like it.
And we basically don't know anything about the women other than what they sound like or while they're having sex, and we have to determine what their nationality is, what their race is, what their age is. We've got the info. We just don't know it yet, so we're going to have to use things like maybe some background noises, maybe the ways they pant.
All right. So I'm like listening for goats in the background?
Yeah, that could
type of
perhaps
stuff?
Give it away. I don't know. Okay. If you heard a goat, what would you think?
I would think somewhere maybe in the Netherlands. I don't know why. Goats, Netherlands? I don't know.
Go Netherlands always. If you want to play Name That Moan right now with us, we play the clip. You guess it. If not, we're gonna play regardless. 877-205-9796. And what do we have to give them today there, Frazier?
Today they get a hefty prize pack for this, including a Clerks 2 DVD.
Oh, look at that. Will you sign the DVD?
Hell no.
An autograph.
We'll put it on eBay.
An unautographed DVD from Clerks 2.
I will sign it.
As part of the hefty prize pack.
I just don't tell you what I'll be signing it with.
For playing a game called That's awful.
You know, I saw Name That Moan on the board and I thought that's what we were doing with Paulie. No. So this is a whole different thing.
Paul is Name That Sentence.
Oh.
Name That Word.
Oh,
time,
yeah.
Once again, to Name That Moan.
Name That Moan.
Oh, another game.
It's not your father's game, that's for sure.
I've got a guess already.
That wasn't even one of the options.
My prom date, no?
No. Your prom date.
Oh.
Did you go to prom as well with an African-American princess as I did?
I went to several proms, so I'm sure I did that at some point.
Really?
Yeah.
They
take me for my dancing skills.
Is that why?
Yes, and my do-rag.
You know how to cut the rug?
I can cut the rug.
Beautiful. Well, we've got a lot of people now that want to play Name That Moan. It's a simple game. It works as follows. We have a clip. Manchild, give us clip number one, please. Okay. All right, interesting. All right. Now, observations immediately, Jeff.
I heard something in the background that sounded like nunchucks.
You did, so you're going to go Asian.
I'm thinking Asian on this one.
The chick had very good vocabulary skills, I thought. She seemed very well spoken.
Well, she's not black.
I'm going to... Careful, you, Frazier, from Atlanta.
Send your letters to Tim Frazier.
Tim...
Manchild.
Tim Frazier, a.k.a. the Manchild. Let's find out what David wants to say. David, you're on the Playboy Morning Show, a game called Name That Moan. Did you hear that last moan?
Yes, I did.
Do you have any thoughts before we get to the answer?
I'm going to go with that as a combination of Brody Stevens and Manchild.
Not
the dude. It's a Brody Stevens Manchild gay sexual romp. That is actually incorrect, but we will give you another guess since we know you were only kidding.
I'm going to have to go with it's going to be Asian also.
Asian he's going with. Manchild, let me hear this moan again. He's going Asian. Tell you one thing, this girl's got a very filthy mouth. I gotta go. Good old fashioned run of the mill white chick. That's what I'm gonna say. Run of the mill, boring old white chick.
Boring
white chick. What do you say, Frazier?
I say South African white chick.
South African white. Interesting. I like where you're going there. What about you, the man child?
I know what it is, but I'm gonna say.
Well, then you can't play that. If you know what it is.
So you know what it is, and you're gonna make a completely different guess.
I'm gonna try to throw everyone off. Tell us, all that matters is what David says from Mississippi, and he says it is an Asian chick. Is he correct? Is he incorrect, Manchild?
Incorrect. This is porn star Charlie. She is white.
Oh, a white porn star.
Cherry Bombers 8.
Cherry Bombers 8.
Oh, I was thinking Cherry Bombers 7.
Why. There were a lot of good Asians in Cherry Bombers 7.
Yeah.
By the way, Cherry Bombers, a very violent porn film.
It was called Cherry Kamikaze Bombers. So.
They were specific.
Yes.
All right, we go to our next contestant in a game that is called Name That Moan, and Chad is going to play the game. Chad is calling from South Dakota. Chad, you're a fireman, huh?
Yes, sir.
I'm sure they've got plenty of adult films blaring through the firehouse.
Every day.
Beautiful. So you should be an expert at this game.
He's going to name this moan specifically.
He's going to say date of birth, address, current location. Manchild, please give us moan number two. Slow builder this one.
Yeah.
mouth may be full, perhaps.
That
could explain it. And it's definitely some guy, the techno is trips me out.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if she's a raver chick. Oh, her mouth is full. Okay, you could definitely tell that's what she was doing. Mm. All right, interesting. Chad, any ideas or you want us to guess first?
Well, I believe that's a black woman, and I think her shoe size is 7.
A black woman's shoe size 7.
Shoe size 7.
Interesting. I was going to go 7.5, triple E.
Really?
Jeff, what do you go on that, Moan?
I'm going to go with our caller, but I'm just going to say I believe she's dyslexic.
Oh, you think so?
I heard that in there.
You could tell she was actually...
She was like moaning backwards or something. Yeah.
Oh, dog. She was saying, I will go that is a Canadian chick. The Canadians love giving the head, and I think that this chick sounded like she was from the Great North, perhaps listening to us on Sirius Canada. Fraser?
I think black.
You can go black as well. I'm just going black on this one. Naughty? No, you know Moans. You're a chick. You make them sometimes.
I'm going to go blonde.
A blonde chick?
Yeah.
A blonde black chick?
Sure.
Okay. A blonde black chick. Manchel, sure. What is the Moan for this one?
This is Russian.
Oh, Russian.
Damn,
I was so close.
Let me find her name.
Canadian.
Ilana Lessa.
Ilana
from
Lessa.
Bread Lines and Blowjobs.
Bread
Wanamora.
You hear that movie? Bread Wanamora. Bread Lines and Blowjobs?
Bread Lines and Blowjobs. That goes with the bakery Playboy issue.
Chad, unfortunately, you don't win, but hold on, because Naughty Melissa sometimes feels generous and will give you something anyway. And it's final moan time because we must make way for Joe Bartnick and Joe Knows. But before we get to the final moan, we've got one of your biggest fans, in fact, president of the Jeff Anderson Fan Club on the line. Hello.
Hello,
Rob. You're on the Playboy Morning Show.
Oh, I'm the president of the fan club.
Well, you are now the president of the...
You know, you guys missed a really good one for Girls Of.
Oh, what was that?
The Girls of Jeff Anderson's directorial debut. Now you know.
Yeah, Jeff, you did. I noticed this. You directed a film.
Yes, it was called Bread and Butter. It was
Bread and Bread Lines and Blowjobs?
Yes, that one.
You directed Bread Lines and Blowjobs? No,
I did Bread Lines and Blowjobs 3.
Oh, okay.
Not to be confused with 4 and 5.
The Atkins Diet, that one was called.
Indeed.
What the hell? You directed, was it a smut film?
It was a smut film.
No, come on. What was it really?
No, it was called Now You Know. It was a very fascinating movie. It's number one rented across the country. Blockbuster can't keep it on the shelves.
Do they even have a copy?
They don't. My neighborhood Blockbuster didn't even. The guy knows me.
And he wouldn't even take it.
You'd think just because he knows me and I go in there that he would have a copy of it.
Nothing.
He didn't even have it. And then when I asked him about it, because I did have to ask him about it, he was like, yeah, we're getting it in.
Hey, Rob, you saw this film, though?
I did. I own that one copy.
There's one copy out there, and Rob bought it.
Come on, but there's Rashida Jones, Heather Page Kent, Tool Time Girl.
Look at this guy.
Oh, there you go.
The chick from Tool Time's in your
Debbie
film?
Debbie Dunning. Let me tell you this. I'm doing this movie. I don't know anything about making movies. Obviously, I was in Clerks. But we got a $380,000 budget for this.
Not bad money.
It's not bad money.
But for films,
know,
it's nothing.
For films, it's nothing. But I get a call. There's a scene in the movie where I need, like, a bikini-clad chick in the movie. And I get a call from my agent who goes, do you want Debbie Dunning to do the scene, the Tool Time chick? And, like, I'm paying, like, SAG low budget. So it was, like, $200. She drove up from San Diego.
Get out of here.
For $200, I got this call. Jeff, we need you to come to the trailer to approve Debbie's bikini.
Oh, that is the greatest gig ever.
I go into the thing, and it's like she's going, do you want a tee back? Do you want a thong? What do you want?
You keep having her try on more and more stuff, right?
Yeah, I was like, I sent out a PA to get a rack of...
get more bikinis
suits.
Made out of saran wrap, if you could.
Did
she wear the tool belt the whole drive up?
She did. And I was like, you know, Debbie, the Tool Time thing is kind of over. For this, we're going to go with a different character.
She knows her claim to fame.
She does.
Hey, Rob, thanks for calling. I'm glad we could put you in touch with your lifelong, icon, idol, perhaps. Jeff Anderson.
Jeff,
Rob, you
Jeff,
need to set your sights a little higher.
All right, Jeff. All right, Rob.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
Thanks,
take care, man. Thanks for calling the Playboy Morning Show on Sirius 198. We got one final moan to make room for, and then it's time to find out what Joe knows today. Joe knows commercials. It's Joe Bartnick from the regular guys, or the regular Joes, this Thursday. He'll be on in moments. But first, Jason. What's up, buddy? Jason, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
All right. It's the final moan in a game that we play called Name That Moan. So far, if you're recapping, we've had a white chick and a Russian chick. And now it's time for moan number 3. Hit it. Okay, I'm going to say that's clearly not a girl at all. It sounds like a bird.
I'm saying we have Pauly back on the phone.
Pauly Palsy, masturbating.
Okay, that wasn't it.
All right, man, so give us the month.
This one actually has two, so if he gets one of them right, that's
There's
fine.
Two different chicks moaning.
Yeah.
A lesbian scene.
Oh,
we love
sweet.
It. Jason, lucky you.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough. If I hear any more, I'm going to explode.
Dear God. Get off of me, dude.
Yeah, that was sorry.
Take it easy.
That was actually night calls, prank calls right there. Let's find out. Okay, two different moaning. One of them clearly Asian. I will bet my livelihood on
it. I agree with that.
Very high pitch, and you could tell she was driving poorly.
Yeah.
What do you have, Jeff? Anything from that?
I'm going with you on this.
Asian.
I'm down with the Asian on this one.
You could, if you listen closely, you can actually hear the left turn signal is on the whole time. That's how you know. Let's find out. Jason, what do you think? You're the only guy that matters.
I'm going to go with Asian also.
All right, you got a 1 out of 2 shot at one of the chicks is Asian. Does anyone want to up the ante and say what the other chick was? Is it Asian? It's like a poo-poo platter?
It could be.
I'm going to go Asian. I'm going to go Asian Australian. I don't know why I think that.
I'm going to go Asian French.
Like a little fusion.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm going Asian all-American blonde chick.
I'm like hungry all of a sudden. All these guys. Chinese
plus one. Did he get 2 guesses?
Jason, who's the other? You got 2 girls there. Let's get your other nationality.
I'll go with a redhead.
A redhead. That's my favorite nationality, by the way.
They're from Redheadia.
Yes, well, you need a passport to come into America.
I believe there's a trucker heading there somewhere in Nevada. Redheadia.
They're just going to stop off there and fill up. All right, let's find out the moment of truth as we name that moment.
Ice sculptures.
This is from the film American Taco 7.
Oh.
It's Carmela Diaz.
Oh,
and
God.
Linda Felatio. It's Latin and white.
Latin and white? Oh, man. Linda Felatio, of course.
Oh, that was going to be my married name. Well, listen, Jason, thank you for trying to play the game Name That Moan. Unfortunately, no winner for you. Try again when we play it in the future, a game that we call Name That Moan on the Playboy Morning Show. Fun game to play.
You were so convinced it was Asian.
I would have bet my livelihood.
I heard you say that. Fucking Billy Joel and now this.
I mean, does life get any worse? It's going to look up in a moment when we have Joe Bartnick come in here. Joe Bartnick is a funny guy. He does a lot of stuff. More importantly, you can see him online as the regular Joe's. He's going to tell us about that. But as we found out, he knows a lot of stuff.
Really?
Yeah, he knows a lot. Every week he knows something different. This week, I believe Joe knows Super Bowl commercials. He will get into them, and we'll take your comments on them as well, because I thought they were downright garbage this year. I don't think I laughed out loud harder than during the Prince performance, but I don't think I laughed at the commercials at all.
Yeah, the commercials were kind of weak this year.
If there's one you like or one you hated, feel free to call us now, and I'm sure Joe will entertain your thoughts at 877-205-9796. Joe Bartnick joins us next on the Playboy Morning Show, Sirius 198.
The Playboy Radio Morning Show.
And now, another Playboy Morning Show party joke as read by...
Hi, this is Nikki the Tongue, and here's a joke. What 2 words will clear out a men's restroom? Nice dick.
Got a party joke? Send it to us at radio@playboy.com.
Welcome back to the Playboy Morning Show, exclusively on Playboy Radio.
And now, another valuable life lesson from a Playboy Playmate.
Why have a sweater that's going to have a bunch of little tiny holes in it? It does no good.
This has been another valuable life lesson from a Playboy Playmate.
Playboy Radio, Sirius 198, Centerfolds, Cyber Girls, Bunnies, and these 2 douchebags. This is the Playboy Morning Show with Kevin Kline and Court McCallum.
That's true, although the douchebags have been replaced. In fact, Court McCallum soaking in Florida right now. In here, Jeff Anderson from Clerks 2, and now joined. And Clerks 1, excuse me.
Yeah, don't screw that.
Yeah, I didn't want to just go close. And also joining us right now, very funny man, Joe knows, Joe Bartnick, in here, comedian extraordinaire.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Jeff. What's going on?
What's up?
You're going to tell us everything you do know about the Super Bowl commercial, something that we have not yet gotten into yet, because, I mean, we've said a couple of things about how they suck, but we'll get the official response from you, because whatever you know, we know. But first, Let's sex up the show a tad with an underwear update, Naughty Melissa style. We're going to find out what is going on inside of Naughty Melissa's pants, and I say that's a very good thing. So,
isn't this Name Your Load again?
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing the game, are we?
No, but she wants to come in there anyway.
Just you're not on mic right now, so I no one can hear what you're saying. Naughty Melissa in underwear update on the Playboy Morning Show.
And now, another Playboy Morning Show underwear update.
Today I'm wearing a pink thong with little bows on both hips, and it's made out of satin.
Satin. She loves satin.
Jeff Bezos. What were the odds that we'd be wearing the same thing?
One in a million, man. One in a million.
I don't have the bows.
Other than that, they're identical, though. Apparently, I'm sitting with a bunch of dudes in panties right now. This is strange.
They're comfortable, man.
And we immediately end the show. Naughty, thank you. As always, that was very sexy. A lot of people calling in want the underwear update. Hey, out of every call we get, Naughty, on a daily basis, since you talk to almost all the callers, what percentage of them are people requesting underwear updates?
70? 70.
Jesus.
And then the other 30 usually just want to talk to me.
Yeah. I got to say, it's like unbelievable. Like, we do, you know, games and this and that. We got a lot of people that call the show, but 9 out of 10 people, I feel like they call in, they just want to hear what's going on inside of her pants. And then they're happy. They, like, move on. Like, all right, now, honey, now get the oatmeal. Now we can have breakfast. I know. I know what type of panties Naughty Melissa's wearing. Well, those are very hot. Pink with a bow, two bows, and they're made of satin.
Yes.
Not sateen.
No, satin.
Beautiful.
Satin. I'd imagine that'd be itchy, no?
No, I feel like cotton is itchy. I don't like cotton.
Me neither.
Hates the cotton. And from now on, I hate it, too. Hey, in a moment, we'll have a brand-new Playmate Life lesson as well to share with you. Perhaps it'll be about underwear. Did we ever air the one with Miriam talking about underwear?
Yes, we did. But we can retouch that one.
Yeah, maybe we will.
Last one was pretty good. What is the point of having a sweater with holes in it?
I don't know. It's a question that you will ponder. You will ponder it for life.
Leave it to a Playmate.
We have to ask a homeless person.
Yeah, they know. They're the ones that are wearing all the clothes with holes in them. Joe Bartnick, you watched the Super Bowl last night. Overall thoughts on the game before we get to the commercials?
The game, I thought it was cool that Manning got his. It's kind of like an Elway issue.
Yeah.
Kind of like, didn't exactly tear it up, but he finally got one. And the game was good. It was better than I thought it was going to be. I don't know. It was kind of. I think when your team's not really in it, it's not. They don't really care.
No one really cared. I feel like. Did anyone notice that the coach for the Bears has a striking resemblance to the singer Steel?
A little bit.
He does, just a little fucked up face.
Well, I don't know, because in HD, I was watching the game in HD, and his face is a little jammed up, and it just actually resembled... I was thinking to myself, how long Seal has been coaching the Bears? I didn't know they called Seal Lovey.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer that if you name somebody the proper name, their destiny is kind of laid out.
Right.
I don't imagine when you name your child Lovey that you're pushing him toward football.
No. Like, well, he was either going to get a career in being a professional cuddler or a football coach.
That's his real name?
Yeah, Lovey.
I didn't even know that was... I thought that was just an... I mean, how do you... That's your... Wow.
Actually, his real name is Cutie Bottom.
He probably had, like, 37 brothers and sisters, and that was the last name.
Yeah, they had nothing left. We've been through Malcolm's, we're all right on... All right, we'll go Lovey. All right, so you of course, are going to talk about the commercials, because, as you told us, Joe knows commercials.
I do know some commercials. I didn't think of any great ones. You know, there was no Mean Joe Green... throwing the shirt, no hot Cindy Crawford.
No.
No Bird versus Jordan. Remember that one? That was like the best one
unbelievable.
Ever.
Unbelievable.
There were no hot chick commercials. The only one was the GoDaddy, and that chick ain't hot.
No, she hit the wall, I think.
Yeah. The hot chick was actually right before kickoff for like Jared Dorey or something like that. The cologne, do you know that?
No, I didn't even see that chick.
Oh, she was really hot. I'm like, it's going to get good. And then all of a sudden, that was it.
Well, I'll tell you, any hotness that happened got ruined when that fat chick had sex with the Doritos. See that one?
No. Yeah.
Oh, my Christ. She's going clean up my pants, or whatever she said.
I threw out my bags of Doritos. I'm like, if this is what this is going to lead to, I'm not eating these things. And I firmly believe Doritos are the food of the gods.
Yeah, they're delicious, but for some reason, a fat chick getting plowed behind her checkout counter.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
That's my life story. you know how, I mean, the best thing about L.A. is everybody's hot. Like,
yeah.
Even, like, the 13-year-old Filipino checker chicks are hot.
Hot, right. They can all be models.
I have a stalker at my local Vons.
Look, lucky you.
I have the biggest, fattest woman that insists on checking me out all the time. It's creepy.
Even if there's a long line person, you ain't going to check out over there, Joe.
I'm telling you.
Joe, don't you worry. I'll give you double coupons.
She doesn't even give me a break. Just let me slide the Crown Royal out.
Yeah.
But she'll chase me around the aisles and start talking to me.
You want to put a 16th item on this? That's all right. I ain't going to stop you.
Suddenly, paper or plastic has a whole new idea.
Yeah, it is scary.
Pushing her paper diaphragm
last night. I just thought I saw that commercial.
Because
my God, someone else has that problem.
Yes.
Like, I never get the hot bag or chip.
So let me ask you this. When she says, do you need help out to the car, do you say yes?
Oh, absolutely.
Every
She's
time.
A big girl.
Yeah.
Every time. Carry anything.
You should see where she holds that lane, the item separator.
Clean up in Joe's car.
What do you? All right, so let's go through these now, Joe. Come on, what do you know?
I thought the absolute funniest one was all the black swimmers hopping in the pool. Did you see that one?
That was a movie trailer.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I thought it was like the showers broke and the basketball team all had to jump in the pool.
Oh, wow.
That's a film.
Oh, really?
That wasn't a funny commercial.
Wait, what? Really? That's a movie.
So Joe doesn't know commercials.
Apparently Joe don't know.
That was just a joke. But who wants to go see that? What, that's a movie. It's like the Hoosiers of swimming. They don't think we can swim.
Well, we'll show them.
I wonder if they wear wave caps.
That they should. Mm. Yeah, I thought it was a sequel. I thought it was an urban updated version of Waterworld. I was very excited. I was like, oh, this is good. They're going to get a whole new demographic. Yeah, so that's what the premise for that movie is. It's a black swim team?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
And then some white people come to compete at their pool, and they're like, this is our house.
It's already been rotten. Same people that did the Jamaican bobsledding team. Responsible for this.
You're going to come in here and try to do the breaststroke up in my pool? That's amazing. Well, the thing
is Eddie Murphy playing all the roles?
Yes, he is.
Yes, they're all fat. That, yeah, they're all fat swimmers.
Actually, the janitor was Bernie Mac.
In the movie. Really?
When he's like, I ain't gonna take my clothes off, hop in that pool, I can't do a Bernie Mac.
The Manchild wanted to know if they filled the pool by opening up a fire hydrant in the neighborhood. Is that true?
What does that mean?
Manchild, what does that even mean? It's a stupid question.
I don't know.
Very insensitive, too. All right, so that was not a funny commercial. That was
No, it was funny to me, but I guess I'm the only one.
Well, let's go over some of these commercials. Come on.
All right, I like the one with the Snickers one was gay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Even my wife.
Literally gay.
Yeah, literally gay.
Yeah.
I mean, now I can't eat a candy bar now without...
Well, the follow-up commercial is going to be a dude eating a Snickers out of another guy's ass.
Well, oddly enough, I very rarely eat Snickers, and I got one this morning.
Yeah, it's funny how the commercial with the two guys kissing and ripping chest hair off actually somehow subliminally got Jeff Anderson to eat a Snickers this morning at 4 in the morning.
I swear to God, I haven't eaten a Snicker in like 15 years.
And then all of a sudden he's eating it and rubbing his chest?
Holy shit, I might be gay.
Oh, no. That's what
it
they keep
coming to the Playboy radio show to figure out I'm gay.
Well, they've been telling you for years it's packed with nuts. Now you know what they mean, you know?
Stay tuned for Clerks 3.
Yeah. Oh, God. Avoid that at all costs. Yeah. What was it? Is there anything manly about ripping chest hair off? A lot of girls I was watching the game with are going, because they go, let's do something manly quick. And they rip chest hair off. Is that, do you consider that to be a manly thing?
That seemed metrosexual to me.
Seemed very, yeah, right? Like, what, the grooming. They're basically
like,
grooming.
I don't want chest hair. People think I'm a man.
Quick, give me a fade. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't find it. I didn't find that commercial to really be.
The whole Super Bowl was very gay, in my opinion.
You thought it was gay themed?
Yeah, I thought a lot of the commercials were very gay.
Like the clowns?
Gay. I mean, Cirque du Soleil is gay.
How can you say that? Prince was the halftime show.
Yeah, what's gay about that?
Well, not when he's playing the Foo Fighters.
You feel like, strange. I had visions of Dave Grohl shooting himself.
Yeah,
it's like,
serious.
It's like Prince doesn't have enough songs. He used to start ripping some.
It was the whole thing was weird. But we digress, because what you know, Joe, is commercials.
Or trailers.
Or
black trailers.
I've seen those trailers. I've played the South.
let's go.
You bang your head on the roof.
What did you think of the Rock, Paper, Scissors one?
The Rock, Paper, Scissors one.
The Budweiser one where the guys are playing Rock, Paper, Scissors.
All the Budweiser ones were very weak this year.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really did. I hope they don't sponsor this show.
We had the guy on last
week. I usually like the horses. They didn't even have the horses usually are involved.
They had the one thing with the doggies.
The Dalmatian, they had that.
Fake Dalmatian.
Yeah.
My wife literally said that's weak.
She even said that.
She literally said for the dog one. I mean, it always seemed like there was no, like, big budget. It seemed like everybody skimped on the budget. There was no, like... Amazing.
Well, they had to pay to run them.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's like, well, look, after we carry the one, we got our $3.5 million to run the commercial. We got $37 to make the commercial.
It looked like it for some of them, though.
Well, the Job Genie, I don't know what the hell that website was. Genie, yeah. I dreamofgenie.com, employee genie. I don't even know what the hell they were promoting, but they were the most ghetto goddamn commercials ever. I thought they were doing it to spoof. I mean, I thought it was a spoof, and I'm going, this is really the commercial.
I thought the most inventive one was about the old guy, how he would have lived his life. It was just like there's a play like that about a guy that gets hung in the South. He thinks of escaping, and just as he's about to kiss his wife, he gets hung.
Yeah.
You remember
what
that?
The hell?
Yeah. It's in like seventh grade. You guys remember that?
Quite morbid, right there.
No.
What I would have liked that commercial
is the only thing literature I remember.
No one comes to me for ideas when they do these commercials, and they should have, because that commercial was a great premise. The old guy drinks a Coke, never had one before. Then he starts doing all this other stuff he's never done before. What I would have liked at the end was a shot of him standing on a kitchen table with his balls hanging down to the floor, and women just servicing him one by one, because then it makes you think, you buy a Coke, you're going to get serviced.
That probably could have got in there before the wardrobe malfunction. Now they're cutting down on that.
We have to cut back on old balls. That's something we have to cut back on.
Which is probably a good idea.
I think so.
There was no chance this year, man. Those chicks had their shirts plastered to their necks.
Yeah.
Prince isn't strong enough to rip that shit off.
No, he's not. Very frail.
Two-handed.
I thought Prince was going to melt in the rain at one point. What did you think about the wedding that happened with the auctioneer doing the wedding?
That was kind of weak.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A lot of setup, no real punch. I don't get it. I mean, the guys wanted to get to the Bud Light. Why don't you just drink during the wedding? I guess I look at these things too. I try to get too realistic with them.
It just seemed like a lot of setups on a lot of things and not too many punchlines. I thought the funniest thing was actually the lines looking at the campers talking about Taco Bell. About even though the Ricardo Montalban thing wasn't funny, I thought the idea was kind of funny.
What was that one? I think I missed it.
I didn't see that one.
I think the game was already a blowout at that point.
Yeah, was that a different channel?
You got a refund? That's got to be annoying. If you're like, you know, you put $5 million worth of your yearly budget into running a commercial, and you're like, all right, this fourth quarter, 2 minute left commercial is going to be the best commercial we've ever done. It's going to turn our company around. The game's a blowout, and you go, ah, crap, no one's watching it.
I think they lucked out, though. The game was close until the very end.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I felt like you could just kind of see the Bears self-destructing.
It was just like the BCS game, like kickoff, run back, touchdown, and that was it. That was like the last shining moment.
Yeah. It's like when you go home with a chick and like you end up shooting your load on the cab ride back. Yeah, crap, now I got to kill time for 2 hours. What am I going to do? Tom, North Carolina, what's up?
Hey, man, the Doritos commercial, I think they only had like $12 in it.
They couldn't hire a hot... Because if they had done that commercial with a hot chick behind the register, I think it would have been better, right? Like a hot chick having an orgasm to Doritos?
For sure. It was miscast.
Yeah. All right, interesting idea, Tom. Thank you, man. What do you think?
Right,
overall, they were no good, right?
Uh-huh.
Overall, you didn't like them? I guess that's enough. Okay.
Yeah, oddly enough for me, the most interesting Super Bowl commercial I felt was for Flomax. You know this Flomax? It's a male urinary thing.
Oh, yeah. That
and
was good.
It wasn't funny. It wasn't anything about it. But I found it interesting that, you know, they list the thing that these pills cure.
Mm-hmm.
And then they list that the side effects. The side effects are worse than the thing that it cures.
it's
for men that can't, obviously, that urine too often.
Right, if you pee all night or you wet yourself.
But let me just tell you, the side effects are runny nose, dizziness, decrease in semen, drop of blood pressure, rarely resulting in fainting. And then at the end of the commercial, it says, notify your doctor if you're going through cataract surgery.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So apparently it makes your eyes twitchy, too.
So it's like, I haven't peed in 2 days, but fuck, I'm screwed, man.
I'd rather just keep pissing than decrease my semen.
Yeah, that's not a good trade-off right there. That's interesting, though, but they did bear that. Well, that was early in the commercial, too. They got a good spot for that the Flonase.
Yeah.
Right? Or Flonase.
Flonase is different. Flonase is something you put in your nose. You probably don't want to put this in your nose.
That'd be bad.
Flomax.
I'm peeing, all of a sudden I'm sneezing all the time.
I thought the Federline one was funny.
What did he do one for?
He was watching his own video while he was working the fries.
Yeah, that was a Burger King.
Now, how did I miss every single... I felt like I missed every single commercial that was on the game. I sat there the whole time. I watched them all, but I don't remember any of these.
I actually thought Federline was trying to ban it. Was he trying to ban that one?
Was he?
Well, I'm sure he filmed it while he was still... At least thought maybe he was still popular. He probably filmed it pre-divorce, don't you think?
Well, he's probably really working in a burger place now.
Yeah,
now he doesn't
have
security tape.
Yeah, that was for Merlin's camera. Scott, you're on the Playboy Morning Show. What's up, man?
Hey, I thought the best one was the one with the apes, the gorillas.
Yeah.
With the Bud Light. The guy's like, yeah, I've been working on this for a while now, and then he goes, go, and then he's just like, what'd you say?
Yeah, he's smiling
at
you.
The chick was taking a picture of him.
Anytime. Monkeys are always good, right? I mean, has there ever been a bad commercial with the monkeys?
You can't fail.
The other good one was the one with the lions. Carne asada. You know, like Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah, this guy. Scott, apparently a real animal buff. Thank you, Scott. 877-205-9796 if you think you know better than Joe as to what the good commercials were. Do you remember the CareerBuilder.com? Those were the ones with everyone fighting each other with office supplies.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of a waste. I think that was the only one with the big budget, and I didn't really care for it.
Then you got the slapping, replacing the fist pumping. We got kind of an update on that, Naughty.
I like that one. That was my favorite one.
You did like that. Once again, I feel like funny premise. Oh, she slaps the hell out of Tim Frazier right now.
I thought that was the funniest one to end on a punchline. If that makes any sense. Like, I agree with, I thought the gorilla one was going to be something very funny.
Yeah.
And it ended just kind of like, yeah.
Inside the Coke machine, the Coca-Cola one, where you follow, follow the quarter, go all the way around into the Happy Land.
Little fucking elves and shit.
I must have missed that one. You know, I thought the one that was really interesting was the fake Grand Theft Auto one, where everyone drank a Coke and was happy.
Yeah, they started giving stuff back.
Well, they've been airing that. I get annoyed when I see, I saw the commercial before.
Oh, okay.
I get really frustrated. Now, what about the suicidal robot? No one brought this up yet.
I think I missed that one.
I saw that one, the GM.
Yeah,
that was not bad.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
If there's anything unfunny about suicide, I've yet to hear it. Because this robot, I think it thinks it's going to get laid off at the GM plant.
Yeah.
And it goes up to a bridge and jumps. Well, it turns out it was a dream, but the thing kills itself. It was pretty goddamn funny, I got to say.
What about Emerald Nuts with Robert Goulet? Anybody down with them?
Missed the Emerald Nuts commercial, too.
Like old-time actors like Ricardo Montalban, Robert Goulet get work for Super Bowl commercials.
It's crazy. Who else?
I should be doing a commercial probably about Super Bowl 58.
Yeah. Look for Jeff Anderson to be doing a close ripoff, selling Doritos and having an orgasm behind the register.
With K-Fed.
Yeah, the two of you together. What else, Joe? Anything else on your list?
They all were just kind of, I like the Jack where he almost had a heart attack because his kid was going to be a vegetarian. Then it turned out he was going to be a veterinarian, and he was all happy.
Oh, you missed that one, too. What the hell was that for?
What were you doing? Were you on the plane or what?
Apparently, I watched the wrong game or something.
Jesus.
Were you watching ice skating?
I was watching ice skating on ESPN.
Was there counter programming, though? Was there something cool?
No, there's nothing else on.
You know how you remember, like, Beavis and Butthead would run a clock, and you could watch Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah. What'd you think of the Blockbuster commercial with the mouse and the guinea pig and the rabbit?
I don't know, but I was thinking, well, how much is it? Because that was the most effective ad to me, because I thought, well, I kind of hate waiting for Netflix sometimes. I kind of want the movie right then.
Well, I'll tell you what commercial was the most annoying, and by far, they showed a person sitting in a first-class seat on an airplane. I don't even know what it was for.
Oh, and then the inch is all laid out?
Yeah, and she's like, she's got her chair reclined fully.
Yeah.
She's got seven TVs in front of her, and they go, how would you like to fly this for the cost of this? And then they show a girl sitting in coach with all these rowdy big fat dudes next door. So I'm thinking, this is a great commercial for Discount Airline, Discount first class airfare. And then they go, this is what it's like if you use whatever it was. It was a completely unrelated product, man. I go, what the hell? How do I get a good seat on an airplane? Oh, you know what it was? It was a commercial for auto insurance. It was for State Farm. And they go, at State Farm you get first class treatment at coach prices. And I go, I want to sit on the goddamn couch on the airplane like this other chick. How do I do that?
Was the guy that was propping up the pillow and stuff, was that a flight attendant or is that her significant other? He was awful friendly with her.
Very fluffy, that guy. I don't know. I think it was Lovie Smith, actually.
Lovie.
A name like Lovie, you're a professional pillow fluffer.
Have you ever seen the hot dog vendor who takes the hot dog and hands it to the guy?
What was that for?
I think it's for an ATM surcharge. It's for banks that don't have ATM surcharges.
It's
a great commercial. Like, you don't put up with it here.
Why would you put up with it here?
Yeah, exactly.
Good campaign. I like that. Well, all in all, you go the sad. I mean, there's nothing here. The Hitchhiker, I guess, was the ultimate. That was Jeff's favorite.
I like the Hitchhiker. The guy that was hitchhiking with the 12-pack of beer that was holding an axe. And the guy and girl are driving down the street, and she's like, no, we don't pick him up. And he's like, but he's got beer. She's like, but he's got an axe. And they pick him up, and he's in the back of the car, and they're driving down the street, and there's a guy with a chainsaw and a 12-pack, and he's like, oh, a hitchhiker. And they're like, he's got a chainsaw. That's pretty good.
Commercial ends with OJ standing on the side of the road. That would have been a great, very good, bringing back the celebrity.
That would have been a winner.
Oh, and then he just keeps driving. He goes, no beer's that good. That's how you end that. Hey, Jolene will be in moments with some Playboy quickies. Joe, you're going to hang tight. Jeff Anderson's still in here, star of such great films as Coach Stu, filling in very nicely for Court. Still vacationing in Miami for the Super Bowl. We get Jolene in here and we unveil a brand new Playmate Life Lesson in moments on the Playboy Morning Show, Sirius 198.
The Playboy Radio Morning Show.
Playboy.
Playboy Radio, Sirius 198. This is the Playboy Morning Show with Kevin Kline and Court McCown.
It is true. Playboy Morning Show on Sirius 198. My name is Kevin Kline. Court McCown still in Miami for the Super Bowl bash. He'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, Jeff Anderson filling in very nicely. Jeff, enjoying yourself?
I am enjoying myself.
Would you be saying that regardless?
I would be saying that regardless.
Also, still in here, very funny man. Joe Bartnick is still in the studio. Joe, you're not enjoying yourself, are you?
I'm completely enjoying myself, though. We have a lovely playmate.
Yeah. Well, she's not...
I'm not a playmate.
She's not really a playmate.
I just look like one.
Oh, then get out.
She just plays one on the radio. By the way, nice of Joe to come here directly from his bowling league. Joe rocking the bowling
Well, last time I was called the Undertaker, so I thought I should spiff up the wardrobe.
Yes, yes, very nice.
Climbing the corporate ladder is
bowling
Joe.
Is the next step.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Dressing up,
Thank
for us.
Thank you. If, you know, if I don't wear Triple X Mexican, I just look fat.
Why, is Triple X Mexican bigger than Triple X American?
I just... I go to the same store in San Francisco all the time to get my shirts, and I just look all right. On Friday, I tried to dress up a little nicer and wear a different sweater. Two of my best friends in the world said, you need to lose weight. Something I'm going to wear a bigger shirt again.
Coming into Super Bowl weekend, that's the last thing you want to hear. You got a weekend full of eating everything fried. I had a deal yesterday. The only thing I ate was fried. If it was vegetable, it had to be pureed with avocados. Jolene?
I didn't eat any fried food.
Of course you didn't. You're a healthy, hot girl with big boobs.
I ate tons of pizza, though. It was insane.
Well, listen, we'll let you plug your boyfriend's joint a little bit. You've got quickies to get to. Before we get to quickies, though, we should mention that there's a great little thing going on right now at Sirius.com/Playboy Radio. Your chance to win a trip to Las Vegas, go to the Palms, hang out there, go to the comedy show. I think it's round-trip airfare. You get a whole bunch of cool stuff, plus... In addition to this, guys, and I think since you're not officially employees of Playboy Radio, you're eligible to enter. I know
I can. Pass your computer over. Pass it over. I'll do that right now.
It's you got a couple of nights there. You stay at the Palms, the Fantasy Tower, which is the ultimate. It's
sweet.
The best of the two. You go to the Playboy Club, and you get some VIP access there as well. And it's all brought to us by our good friends at Pajamagram. Just in time for Valentine's Day, head to Pajamagram.com and get some for the chick on your list. And speaking of chicks on our list, we love the Playmates. We love it when they give us knowledge. And that is why we will now unveil a brand new, never before heard Playmate life lesson.
Pay attention.
And now, another valuable life lesson from a Playboy Playmate.
I don't like sausage.
This has been another valuable life lesson from a Playboy Playmate.
There you go.
The girl makes sense.
Hey, she doesn't like sausage.
I like it.
I love sausage.
Yeah, maybe, you know, she should have clarified. Maybe she does like Italian. Maybe she likes turkey sausage.
Or Polish sausage.
This is why it was a life lesson that we will have to think about for years.
Those Playmates, man, they just dish it out and...
The thoughts that go through their mind.
The rest of my day is going to be wondering.
Insane. All right, Jolene, let's get to some quickies. We're almost out of show today, so give us the real knowledge.
Okay, guys. A Dutch gym plans to introduce...
A Dutch gimp? What?
Come on.
What about a Dutch gimp?
Jim also plans doing the news. To introduce Naked Sunday for people who like to huff and puff in the buff.
All right. A gym decides they want to do a promotion. They decide the best way to do this is by getting everyone in the gym naked. One of these. Now, I'll tell you what this is, and you guys know if you've ever been to a gym, Joe. I'm not speaking to you here. No. If you've ever been to a gym, though, you know how it is in the locker room. The older you are, the more naked you are. That's kind of like a. There's a mathematical formula.
Yeah. Right? And if you're older and Asian, you have to be naked in a gym, apparently.
Asian men...
They love to be naked.
...love the nudity, and they do things naked you're not even supposed to do naked. Like, if you're going to go in the sauna naked, which I still think is uncool, but I've seen Asian men in gyms standing in front of the mirror shaving, still naked. There's 150 towels stacked up by an inch away from you. Just pull one on, man.
Like, I don't like to use people's equipment when they have workout clothes on after them. Do we really want them naked and sweaty and rubbing things on the machine, and then I'm supposed to get on it and pump up?
That's a good point.
No pun intended.
Well, when your balls hang below the towel, do you really need to wear a towel?
That's a good question. It's like if a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it, does it make a noise? I think that gyms are actually strategically placing Asian men around the locker room to build our egos.
I believe that's true.
That's what I think. But put in another van of Asian men. Let's make Joe, Jeff, and Kevin feel better about themselves.
Because Asian men are hung, man. I wish I was hung as good as an Asian man.
Hung like a fortune cookie, hung? Right, Jolene?
Oh.
So will this take off, this naked gym Sunday?
It will if it's co-ed just for the first 20. I mean, I would go. I'm not going to work out, of course.
No, just sit there and masturbate on a treadmill.
I'm going to watch those chicks do, like, the inner thigh machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be like a trip to the gynecologist.
Well, you're the creepy guy that sits there and stares at
us. Well, if you're not
going to
be wearing
machine.
Any clothes, I will.
Yeah. I mean, just look at Joe and say, you're the creepy guy for anything.
You're the creepy guy, fill in the blank. All right,
well, they already have pole dancing, so why not have naked Sunday,
right?
Right?
What gym is
pole
that?
Dancing at the gym?
It's Bally's in I don't know, in Holland.
Bally's in Holland. They even have that. Are you making this up?
Yeah, she Bally's in
you're
Holland.
It's Gold's Gym Amsterdam, I guess. All right, Bally's in Holland.
Yeah, free weed and a workout.
Free, all right. Free weed, not guaranteed.
My gym.
The next folks who run a self-proclaimed website for guys that say that they're asking city councils to set up a booty pass that would allow people to get an overnight parking permit for $10 to eliminate the expensive parking tickets that they get for staying overnight.
And this is where now?
We don't have this in L.A., but all across America, like from the Midwest and everything, you can't park your car on the street overnight. Or you get a ticket.
If that pussy ain't worth getting a ticket for it, you don't need it.
Yeah. That's
the whole point. You
want to
go for like, is she worth leaving the car in that lane or not?
I've been towed for. I've literally been hooking up with a chick before, and knowing I'm at that point where if I keep moving, maybe I'll pressure her enough to take her pants off, and heard my car alarm going off as my car gets towed down the street. Had the option, chase after the car, continue what you're doing.
And you chase after your car.
Yeah, of course. Well, it's disgusting. No. You say, you know what? Nah, I'll deal with it tomorrow. And nothing more fun than going to the tow lot.
Why can't you park on the street in the Midwest?
I don't know. You just can't. Because there's a lot of space. People have driveways. There's parking places.
I think she's making this up.
I'm not making it up.
It's another
it's like
made
the
up news story.
In Netherlands. They're yeah. full of shit.
What, you don't believe me, Clerks Guy?
Ooh.
Hey.
Wow.
I have a name. It's Jason Mewes.
Next quickie, Jolene.
All right. Sex is not a taboo subject at Yale, which is home to the Sex Week, a biennial celebration that's one of the most provocative campus events in the nation.
If you have to announce you're having sex at a college, it's not that cool of a college.
Yeah, right.
What is it, Sex Week in college?
Sex Week.
That's true.
I believe that's MIT. I just had sex. Really, I did.
No. You were in the laboratory all night, though.
Oh, damn.
Did you get your penis stuck in a test tube again? Yes, I did. Yes, that was sex. Final quickie, Jolene, and then we must, of course, unfortunately, end this fine show today. What do you got for us?
A man was dressed as Chewbacca was arrested after police said the street performer headbutted a tour guide operator in front of the Chinese Theater in Hollywood.
Ain't that always the way?
Don't piss off Chewbacca.
No,
that's the one thing I've learned.
That's the one guy, you walk around Hollywood and you see all these people dressed like, what do you got up there, Wonder Woman?
Marilyn. You got Superman.
Yeah.
And then
all
the Chewbacca guy.
Is there a prince
outside? The real Kevin Federline.
She's actually there begging for change. I would like to see the Chewbacca from the Hollywood Walk of Fame fight with the Pluto. Was it Pluto that just got kicked out of Disney World?
Or Goofy? Tigger.
Tigger just got fired from Disney World for beating up a kid on a video.
Sweet.
I would like the two of them to go at it death cage style.
That'd be pretty cool. I'd pay to see that.
That is something that a pay-per-view should get behind.
They should.
Hey, Jolene, other than your made-up first three stories, the rest are awesome.
Thank you.
Good
news.
Naked gyms and you can't talk to a car in the Midwest, which I don't buy for some reason. People are calling and saying she's true, but I don't buy it. Joe Bartnick, a funny guy who does a show called The Regular Joes. Tell people where they can check that out.
The Regular Joes is on yasports.net, or you can do The Regular Joes at iTunes. Basically, talk sports, talk kind of just like this, but it's, you know.
Entertaining.
Exactly.
and the stories aren't made up.
But we don't have any hot chicks sitting around, so we can say nastier things.
Oh, good. Even better. So it's like sports, only nastier. Jeff Anderson, good guy. Thank you very much.
Can I get a plug in here? Is this where I plug?
Yeah. Any projects you're currently working on, go ahead and plug.
I will be on the Playboy Morning Show replay immediately following this show.
All right.
Stay tuned for that.
You should check that out. That will be very good. We'll be there as well. And then, of course, after that, the Playmate Hour is on here as well. Jolene, are you plugging anything? A pizza joint?
No, I'm not plugging anything.
All right.
Plug the pizza joint.
Stone Rose. Stone Fire.
You keep butchering the name. It's Stone Fire Pizza Company.
All right. It's very delicious. If you're in L.A., stop by, tell them you know Jolene. And
know your pizza before you call.
Yes. They won't help you out if you don't know it, right?
That's right.
Yeah. You need to go in there ready to go. Hey, tomorrow we got a big show planned, including comedian Bill Dwyer from Last Comic Standing. John Renshaw, sports nut. He's our bipolar sports guy, is back. We got Aaron Bradley, columnist from Nerve.com, featured in this month's issue of Playboy magazine, and the author of a book simply titled shit happens. Ain't that the truth? I want to thank everyone for helping us out on today's show, including the Manchild, Tim the Cheeks Frazier, Hyman Boy, and the oh-so-naughty Melissa. Mr. Hugh Hefner is going to take us out, as he always does. And Jeff, perhaps we'll see you again sometime soon.
Hey, you know, should I lay down an acceptance speech for the Friday Awards right here?
You think you're going to win one?
All of them. Fumbled words. I got everything.
At the Washed Up Film Star of the Week Award.
I would like to thank Jason Mewes.
Half ticket.